take for the purpose of attendance. Okay? Those who are just visiting don't have to sign their name. Okay. This year we're learning, we're going to start from Kesem of Orchim. Try to learn as much of Brachas as we can. The Perek begins with the Dinam Abichas HaNehenin, and right away the Gemara asks, Nino HaNimili, sounds like it's a real Din D'Oraisa, and the Gemara is establishing, based on Sukkim, that it's a Din D'Oraisa. That's how it begins, but the real Drosha. Then the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion that it's a Svara. It's not a Xeris HaKasav, it's a Svara. But also the Hanis and the Adam Azeb Eloi Brachas. How did the Tanoim get the idea of the Chalal that there's such a concept of a bracha? It's very hard to understand. A bracha usually is to a bus of a dog. A bracha means when the person is missing something, the person needs a shidduch, he needs a sloth and learning, he needs parnasa, he needs children, someone needs something. They give him a bracha, the Kohanim give us a bracha, Yerach Hashem Yishmerecha, the moment, all areas of Hatzlach. A bracha, klala is also. The Ribbono Shel Olam controls the world, so a bracha means Yerachecha Hashem Yishmerecha. The Ribbono Shel Olam should give you everything that you need in life. And a klala means the Ribbono Shel Olam. What do you mean a klala? I have control over the world. I say Yakcha Hashem. The Ribbono Shel Olam should punish you, should cause you to suffer. That's the din. It's learned up in today's sedra. The Gemara says in the beginning of Tumura that usually a lav shein bar ma'isa ein loikim olav, with two or three exceptions to the rule. So the reason why it's in Tmura, because Tmura is one of the exceptions to the rule. If the person says harezu tachazu, the person makes Tmura, even though the whole aver is only violated through dibur, and the Mishnah says that he gets malchus. An aver that's violated through dibur should really be labeled as a lav shein bar ma'isa. So the Gemara says this, clearly you get malchus even though there's no ma'isa, it's only amira. So this is a discussion in the Gemara, whether Tamura is really an exception to the rule. Maybe for some reason or another, it does fit into the rule. Maybe it is called Alav Sheyesh Bo Ma'isa. But the other two are clearly exceptions to the rule. So one is Nishba, a person swears falsely. He swears that that it's nighttime now. Shwa Shav, Shwa Sheker. He swears that he robbed a bank yesterday and he didn't rob a bank. The person takes a shva sheker or a shva shav, so that's an exception to the rule. Even though the aver is violated, ayde dibur, and one learns that from a pasuk that the person gets malchus. And then the third exception to the rule is in today's sedra, that the person is mekal chaver b'shem, if he curses someone else using shem Hashem. So that's learned that from the pasuk. Refers to malchus. If one is mekal chaver v'shem, gets malchus. The special din only if he pronounces the shem Hashem in the klal. Doesn't pronounce the shem Hashem now. The whole idea of a bracha in a klal is yivarechecha Hashem or yakcha Hashem. What does it mean? We give a bracha to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. What is he missing? So philosophically, it's hard to understand what does it mean a bracha. It doesn't mean shevach. Shevach is one thing, and a bracha is a different thing. But it says in the Chumash like that, v'chalta v'sevalta v'achta v'sashem alkecha. There is a precedent in Chumash. What is it supposed to mean? Is it a big problem? Chaim Volozhiner, among others, talks about it. What is the concept of giving a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Giving shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one thing. But giving a bracha, what is he missing something? He needs a shidduch. He needs parnasa. He needs to have his Jewish nation observe his mitzvahs a little better. Okay? So is that what we're giving him a bracha? He should have more nachas from his children. Yeah, but when we say Hamoisi Lechem in Haaretz, we're not saying that kind of a bracha. If all of the brachas would be, you should have more nachas from the Jewish people. Okay, he's missing something, we give him a bracha. You say Bori Pri Hadomah when you eat the potatoes. So what has it got to do with nachas from the children? So that's a major problem. But that's not, okay, we're going to have to work on that problem also. But that says in Chumash. There is a concept there, Isa, of giving a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means. Bichas HaMazon for sure is there, Isa. The Gemara has different opinions. How much bread does one have to eat in order to be obligated to recite Bichas HaMazon HaTer? So one time the Gemara has a machlok of Yudah and Rav Meir, and then we think not to pass it like either. One time is of the opinion, Rav Meir is of the opinion of Yudah Kazayas. And there it says, Yachaltazu Achilo Visabatazu Shtia. That if you eat a Achilo Tchusim Mikazais, if you have a Kazais of bread, you're obligated to recite Bichas HaMazon. In the Mishnah of Memhei Amid Aleph. The last line in the Mishnah Memhei Amid Aleph, Akama Mizamin. How much bread does a person have to eat in order to be able to bench Mizumin? And the Gemara says it's not just the Shaila benching Mizumin, it's the same issue of reciting Bichas HaMazon. So Rav Meir is of the opinion at Kazait, not Mishnah Rav Meir, Tanakam. Rav Yehuda has a Chiddush at Kibbeit. So the Gemara explains, Rav Meir holds at Kazait, if you eat a Kazait of bread, you may have to be sat with some Muslim and Atara, because it's a Chalta Ben Achilat, because the Kazait is, and the Savata means Ushtiya. If you don't drink something in conjunction with the eating of the bread, then because some Muslim is love their eyes. That's Rav Meir's opinion. That's in Shulchan Aruch, they quote such an opinion. They quote such an opinion lahachna, that if you have three people and one is benching mizumin, so the one who, let's say one of them had something to drink with his sandwich and the other two didn't have anything to drink, so the one who had to drink for sure is chayv min atayra, and the two who didn't have anything to drink according to Rav Meir's opinion are only chayv to bench min at midirabban. So it says v'yachalta v'savata v'yachalta z'achila v'kazayis and v'savata is shtir. So whoever doesn't have a drink is only chayv to bench min atayra. So the Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Tosfos that the one who's more mechuyev to bench, the one who's mechuyev to bench menater, is the one who should bench mezumah. So the one who had a drink with his sandwich should bench mezumah to be mitzvah. So Rav Meir's opinion is that on the kazayis is mechuyev to bench menater. Yehuda's opinion is the chalta would have meant kazayis. And now that it says the Sabata, it means Kibetza. The shear after Kazayas. The next shear after Kazayas is Kibetza. The Gemara has a whole discussion in the last Perek in Yuma. Why is the next shear after Kazayas? Why do you jump to Kibetza? Maybe you should jump to Kikosevis. The Gemara has a whole discussion, but which is bigger? Kosevis is bigger than Kibetza, less than Kibetza. How do you know what you're jumping to? But however the Gemara works it out, that's Rav Yehuda's opinion. A Chalta would have meant Kazayas. And that it says the Sabato, so it means Kibetza. And it seems to hold that if you eat a Kibetza bread, you will have to recite the Samazan and Hatar. And we don't seem to accept either opinion. We follow the third Gemara, where the Gemara says that the Malachi Asharis asked the Rabbanu Shel Olam that he's unfair, that he doesn't deal with the world in an even-handed fashion, that he favors the Jewish people, that Yisa Hashem Panabei Lecho, that the Kohanim give us a bracha, and the Rabbanu Shel Olam sometimes fulfills the brachas of the Kohanim. Yisa Hashem Panabei Lecho, he treats us with special care. So the Gemara says, but the Rabbanu Shel Olam is described as one who is Hashem Lo Yisa Panim Alikach Shecha. He treats everybody in an equal fashion. So how can the Kohanim be commanded to give such a bracha, that the Rabbanu Shel Olam should treat the Jewish people in a special fashion? So the Gemara says that it's not a problem, because since we go out of our way, that HaKadosh Baruch only required of us that we should recite Birchas HaMazon if we eat Kidei Sviya. But if you only eat a little bit of bread, then you're still starving. Let's say the people in the concentration camps, they were starving after they finished eating, and they still recited Birchas HaMazon. So that was above and beyond what they were obligated to do. So HaKadosh Baruch says, how can I not be noisit panim to the Bnei Yisrael? If they go out of their way, they recite Birchas HaMazon, even though they only eat Kazayas. And I wrote in the Torah, Achalta v'Savata, only if you eat the whole filling meal. So I have to go out of my way for this. So that Gemara is the one that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Some Rishonim and Paskin will have to get to the Gemara later. Rabbi Natan Paskin said, Kazayas is in a Torah, based on the Gemara Memtech. Based on the Gemara Memches, the Gemara Memches Amid Aleph, that eating Kazayas. Rabbi Natan Paskin said, Kazayas is in a Torah. But that's not in the Shulchan Aruch, that's not the accepted opinion. The opinion that we paskin is not Rav Meir, not Rav Yehuda. We paskin like the third Tana, that only if you eat Kidei Sviya, you may have to recite Birchas HaMazon thereof. So you have brachas that are midrabbanan. We assume that sometimes Birchas HaMazon is the righteous, sometimes Birchas HaMazon rabban. The difference would be that Safik brachas lahakel, says the Shulchan Aruch, Safik brachas lahakel is a cloud that the Gemara has in Masech HaShabbos and Bema Madlikin. The Gemara has a Mishnah in Demai, that when you mafrish trumas ha-maisu, so you have to recite a bracha. So it says in the Mishnah that one who's not dressed is not permitted to daven, not permitted to recite a bracha. We're not allowed to recite the bracha. We're not allowed to learn Torah keneged ergo. So one is arum lachatchila lo yitrom, should not be mafresh truma because he won't be able to recite the bracha. But the eved, if he's mafresh truma, he didn't say a bracha, so the bracha is not miyaked. And lachatchila shouldn't be mafresh truma. But an arum is permitted to be mafresh demai because no bracha is recited over demai anyway. So the Gemara asks, why not? Why is no bracha recited? Because demai is only with the rabbanan. Right, but we do recite the bracha when we're madlik neiris chanukah, when we read nikra megillah. That's the whole Gemara in Perek Mamadlikin, the sugya of chanukah, that we do recite the bracha when one fulfills a mitzvah the rabbanan. The Mamishtana demai. So the Gemara says that demai is only a sofik. And sofik, the Gemara has a detail. Machlekes abayi v'rabba about the details there. But the answer basically is that sofik brachas loch. That's what it says. Sofik brachas loch. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that this idea of Sofik Bracha Lachal only applies if the bracha is only the Rabbanah. The bracha over Hafrashas Maisris is only with the Rabbanah. So Demai is not a Vadei Tevel. Demai is maybe a Sofik. It may not even be considered a Sofik. Maybe the Rabbi Maritz Masrinim. But it's not better than a Sofik. So we apply the rule of Sofik Bracha Lachal because the Bichas HaMitzvah over Hafrashas Maisris is only with the Rabbanah. So let's say if a person, so Shulchan Aruch says, Rambam says, Shulchan Aruch says, if a person ate a meal kidei sviya, and then a while goes by, he's not sure whether he recited Birchas HaMazon or not. He's a little drunk. He doesn't remember if he recited Birchas HaMazon or not. So Safek deraisa l'chumr. If he ate kidei sviya, he has to recite Birchas HaMazon again. You don't say Safek brachas l'hokil on a bracha that's deraisa. But if he knows that he didn't eat kidei sviya, Ibadai did not have Kidei Sviya, so the whole obligation to recite Birchas HaMazon is only Rabbanan, so then we would apply the rule of Sofik Brachas Loch. So let's say, what other brachas do you have that are deraisa? So we have Kiddush is deraisa. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk, Zochar Siyam Shabbos Lekatcha, Zochre Beteh, that Kiddush is deraisa. Kiddush is deraisa, reciting of Kiddush is menater, that it has to be recited in the form of a bracha. That part is also in our Torah. Probably it's only in the Rabbanah. That you have to recite Kiddush in the form of a bracha. Okay, Kiddush is deraisa. It's also a Gemara bracha. It's Daf Chof Amadeis. Zoch v'shama b'dibur echad nema. Kol sheyeshna b'shmiret, yeshna b'schiva. That women are mechuyev, nashim chayavis b'kiddush hayom d'vat Torah. That's the Gemara that says that the reciting of Kiddush is deraisa. It's like it's midirabbanan that they instituted that we should fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush in the form of a bracha. But that's not menater. Menater, you don't have to say a bracha. Or let's say Birchas HaTorah, many say is deraisa. The Gemara Chafalof and Meralof and Brachas learns that. Minayin lebichas hater lefaneh minater, around 10 lines from the top. In Shenema, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. So the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvah thinks that that's a real drashik mura deraisa. The Shagasari has a tshuva, he holds that that's the halacha like the Ramban. Birchas hater is deraisa, once a day, every day. And if the person is not sure, he doesn't remember if he said birchas hater or not, the sofik bracha is lahachmer. Because it's a bracha deraisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskens like that. Like that Shagasari based on the Ramban. The Birchas HaTorah is deraisa. There also, the Gemara learns out from the pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekrov, when one is about to learn, Hogogodel Elokeinu, should we give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Godel. Godel is Shevach. Godel is Shevach. To give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't necessarily have to be in the form of a bracha. Could it be cited a Perek in Tehillim? To praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that He gave us the Torah. The fact that we recite the Birchas HaTorah, according that's only with the Rabbanan, that one should fulfill the mitzvah in the form of a bracha. That's only with the Rabbanan, but still, that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Shagas Aryeh. They still say, Safek bracha is lahachmer over there. Let that person is mesupik if he said Kiddush. So he can be Yotze Kiddush by singing Smiris. In Kiddush, he's supposed to mention the fact that today is Shabbos, and the Shabbos has Kedusha, and Yom Zemechuba, and Mikol HaYom, it's a special day, and it's different from all the other days. Sing all the Zmiris, Yotze Kiddush Deraisa. The fact that we require that you should say, Baruch Atah Hashem, that you have to say in the Nusach of a Bracha, that's only Midirabbanah. You learn up in the Pasuk, Zachar, Zachreya, Wal HaYayim, that Kiddush is Deraisa, Bichas HaTorah is Deraisa. And the pasuk doesn't say, not the same as eating bread. So why did, let's say, why does the Mishnah Berurah pasuk like this? Shagasarye, the sofek birech bichas hater, sofek lo birech, chozem mevarach bichas hater. Why? Let him recite a perek in Tehillim where we praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu about the Maamid Hasinai. Let him recite Akdamas. Let him recite something else. Why don't you say Safik Brachas L'Hakel, and the Safik Deraita L'Chumre should be on the giving Shevach to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, L'Godel L'Kedim. So the answer is that once the Chachamim required that we should fulfill this mitzvah deraisa of kiddush, or this mitzvah deraisa of giving shevach of a godel alakenu, kishem shemekra of a godel alakenu. Once the chachamim required, we should fulfill that mitzvah in the form of a bracha. So you say safik deraisa lechumre on the kiddush, and safik deraisa lechumre on the hava godel alakenu. You have to go to Chumra to say it over. Once you have to say it over, you have to say it in the Nusach that the Chachamim formulate. You have to say it in the Nusach HaBracha. Just a Moshal Amadu Adayma. The Gemara has also on Daf Chof Aleph and Menal. Gemara has where the Kriya Shema is Deraisa Derabbanan. Machloek is in the Gemara where the reciting Kriya Shema is Deraisa Derabbanan. How should Kriya Shema not be Deraisa? It says V'dibarta V'amshach V'chol Kumecha. How can you get out of that one? How can Kriya Shema be that lav deraisa? It's a pillar. The Bali HaTesis is one of Pascha, and the Kriya Shema is lav deraisa. Tesis in Sefer. How can Kriya Shema be lav deraisa? So the Shagas Aryeh says, it doesn't make any sense. He quotes Rabbi Yoina on this Gemara. How can Kriya Shema be lav deraisa? So he says, Min HaTorah, when it says in the Chumash, B'shach B'chol Kamechom, whatever you learn is good. You want to be Mabes Sedra, want to learn Yedaf Yomim, Mishnah Yomim, Yerushalmi Yomim, whatever you want to learn is okay. Maybe it's only Midirabbanan, the fact that you have to say Shema V'Hayoyim Shamoa. Maybe that's only Midirabbanan. Should I say no? That since it says V'Dibart Abam, it means this Parsha. Yishinantam L'Anecha, L'Amartam L'Smetech, L'Dab Abam, Shach V'Chumecha. Maybe it refers to these two Parshias. Maybe this is their Isa. That's Machlaikas. Everybody agrees that Talmud Torah is their Isa, Baboker, Ba'erev. That's B'shach B'chav Kamecha, that's what Cholada is. Machlekes is, does it have to be Shema B'Hayam Shemaya Min HaTorah? Or is it sufficient if it's any other parasha? Only Midirabbana we insist on Shema B'Hayam Shemaya. So what's in Nafkemina Halacha L'maisa? So let's say a person said it's El Mekoyman, he already learned the whole Perek and the Shnaista. His El Mekoyman is the whole Perek. And then he's not sure, he's half asleep, he doesn't know for sure whether he recited Kriya Shema. A little far-fetched, let's say he's not sure, maybe he missed a word. Okay, it's a little more common. Maybe he missed a word, maybe he missed a letter. Okay, very common. A lot of people miss a letter. So let's say he's misufik if he missed a letter. So if you all that Kriya Shema's love their ISIS, he already said his own comment before he started. You don't have to say a whole parak even if he missed the word in his own account. He was Yosef with the first Mishnah, second Mishnah, third Mishnah. He said something over here. Yosef with one line in the Mishnah. So if the requirement for Shema V'Hayam Shemaya adopted to say that is only with the Rabbanan, then Safik Kar Kriya Shema Safik Loi Kara, but he learned the other things, would be a Safik the Rabbanan Lekula. So the Rambam paskins that Kriya Shema is there. Isis is Safik Kar Kriya Shema Safik Loi Kara, Chayzah the Kara. So the Rambam writes a Chiddush, what about Birchas Kriya Shema? The Birchas Kriya Shema is al pi pashtus only mid the Rabbana. The Brachas are only mid the Rabbana. Even though the Rambam assumes that Kriya Shema is deraisa, but the Birchas Kriya Shema are only mid the Rabbana. So the Rambam writes a Chiddush, that even though the Birchas Kriya Shema de Rabbana, and in any other mitzvah, if a person is misufik, let's say if he shook a lulav on the first day of Sukkot, and Safik there, I said, L'chumre, he has to shake over the lulav misafik, but he doesn't have to recite the bracha on the tilos lulav, that's Safik brachas l'hokil. That itself is ultimately like is the Ramam and the Raivit, so we pass like the Ramam and Shulchan Aruch, that if a person is misufik, if he shook a lulav or not on the first day of Sukkot, so that's their Isa. So Safik their Isa l'chumre, he has to shake the lulav again. And Safik brachas l'hokil, he does not say the bracha. That's in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam's opinion has been accepted against the Ravid. The Ravid says he has to shake a lulav with a bracha. You go to Chumra on the bracha also. So we pass on like the Rambam. So nonetheless, the Rambam himself writes over here by Kriyashma, Safik Kara Kriyashma, Safik Loikara. So the Rambam says, even though he already said Zohar Mekoyman, and he already said Pesukah de Zimra, so he said Divrei Torah from Tanakh, he said Oz Yashir from Chumash, he said by Rav David, from Ksuvim, he said a lot of things over here, he said a lot of things. But since he didn't say Kriyashma, so Kriyashma is there, right? So he has to repeat Kriyashma, Sofikar Kriyashma, Sofik Lakar Chayz Bekoyre, and then the Rambam says Chayz Bekoyre in Birchot Tev, with the Birchot Kriyashma. So the Kesef Mishnah there quotes that the Rashba and the Tshuva is bothered with this contradiction in the Rambam. How does the Rambam say over here? Sofik kara kriyashma, sofik loy kara, chayz vikari im birchoseho. But all over else, the Rambam paskin is not like the Ravid, and the accepted opinion is like the Rambam. And sofik notalulov, and sofik hiniach filin, whenever the person has a sofik. So he repeats the mitzvah sofik deraita luchumra without a bracha, because he says sofik brachas lakel. The bracha is the Rabbanon and the mitzvah is the Raisa. So on the mitzvah the Raisa, you say Safik the Raisa l'chumra. And on the bracha is only the Rabbanon. Birchas HaMitzvah is only with the Rabbanon. So you say Safik brachas l'akam. The manishtan over here that the Rambam says that Safik kara kriyashma, Safik loikara choyza vikari in birchoseho. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Tshuvas HaRashba, Pinkvetches zoi some kind of a teretz. So what he seems to be saying is, that's how Rav Soloveitchik obviously used to say, what he seems to be answering, interpreting the Rambam, seems to be that there's a difference between Birchas Kriyashma and all other Birchas HaMitzvah. That in Birchas Kriyashma, the Chachamim were Mesakein, that the more correct way to fulfill the mitzvah Kriyashma is Kriyashma Al Seder HaBrachas. That each one of the brachas, the three brachas kriyashma, so each one of the three brachas spells out the theme of each one of the three parshas of Shema. You have Shema v'ayom, Shema yom v'ayom. So the theme of Shema is Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim. What does it mean, Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim? Hashem Echad, Achdus Hashem. So that's the theme of the first bracha, Yotzeror V'yechoshech. We mentioned Midas Yom Balayla, Midas Laila Bayom. We mentioned in the daytime, the Yovde Abedizore, Adayayim Azeh, have the attitude that there's more than one power in the world. They believe in the Trinity, and the others believe all kinds of things. They believe in a God of good, and a God of evil, and a God of light, and a God of darkness, all that. So we say, Yotzeror V'yechoshech, Yotzeror V'yechoshech. There's one God who's in control of everything, and that's the main theme of Hashem Echad, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. There's one God in control of everything, and that's what we recite in the first bracha of Birchas Kriyashma, Midas Yom Balayla, Midas Laila Bayom. It's the same God who makes day and makes night and makes everything. And in the Birchas HaShachar, the Birchas Kriyashma in the morning, we say Kihu Levado, Poel Gvuros Hasech Hadosh Es Baal Mecham. There's only one God, and He's in full control of everything. At night we say it in the Kitzur, the first bracha. In the morning we say it more elaborate form. So the first of the three brachas, Kriyashma, spells out the theme of the first parsha. And the second parsha of Kriyashma, the Mishnah says, the theme of the second parsha of Kriyashma is Kabbalas on Mitzvahs, Liman Atar and Kabbalas on Mitzvahs. So that's the theme of the second of the brachas Kriyashma, Bayom HaBalaylo. The Gemara says that it serves as a brachas HaTorah. The Gemara says on Yud Aleph on the base, if a person didn't recite Birchas HaTorah, but he said Ava Rabba, so he's Yotzi with Ava Rabba, Birchas HaTorah. That Ava Rabba and Ava Solom, same thing basically, the theme is Kabbalah's own mitzvahs in the Hashivas of Liman HaTorah. So that spells out the theme of the second parsha in Shema. And the third bracha is Geula, Gual Yisrael. So that spells out the theme of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Makas Becheres and Kriyas Yamsuf, the theme of Geula. So that's what the Rambam seems to hold, that the Birchas Kriyashma is different from the other Birchas HaMitzvah. The Birchas Kriyashma were instituted by the Chachamim to enhance, if you can use that word, to enhance the fulfillment of the mitzvah reciting Kriyashma. On the level of the rice, it's perfect the way it is. But with the Rabbanah, they wanted us to spell out the themes a little more clearly. So the Chachamim required, they instituted that the more correct way to fulfill the mitzvah Kriyashma is to recite Kriyashma al Seder HaBrachas, to spell out the themes of the three parshios and the three brachas that we say. It's unlike all other Birchas HaMitzvah. The bracha doesn't enhance the Kiyum HaMitzvah. They made it takana, you should say a bracha before you do a mitzvah. The Rishonim said because some hold the mitzvah Sichas Kavana, And even if you hold mitzvah saying tzvichas kavana b'di'evit, if you do a mitzvah without kavana, but l'chatzchila, everybody would agree that there's a l'chatzchila deraisa, that mitzvah tzvichas kavana. It says in Chum, shall yop nebuchol of abchem. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Rishonim, you see Mefurish, that men ha-Torah, l'chatzchila, l'chol ha-day, is mitzvah tzvichas kavana. The machlokes in the Gemara, all over in Shas, is whether b'di'evit, if one fulfilled the mitzvah, b'li kavana, is he, but l'chatzchila for sure mitzvah tzvichas kavana. The men of Rishonim used such a lotion that the Chachamim instituted Birchas HaMitzvah in order to be more kavana, that the person should have kavana l'shem kiyam HaMitzvah when he performs the mitzvah.
What is the idea that the Shein Yichud
and
all this
coming back then? When did the Shein Yichud come back? Historically, after the Baal Shem Tov.
Yeah, I'm saying
that. That was way later, yeah.
I mean,
what do you need it for?
Him, why did that come
oh,
back?
That's exactly. That's what the Nodi Behuda was, a fierce misnagit. So he writes a tshuva, he's opposed to reciting the Shem Yichud. That's what he ends off at the pasuk. Ki yishar b'dachei Hashem tzadik and b'yalchavom ha-chassidim yikosh levav. That's how he ends off at the pasuk. So the printer changed it. So he printed it, b'foshim yikosh levav. So the Nabi Yehuda said, he complained to the printer, what did you do? I took poshim and I made them into chassidim. You took chassidim and you made them into poshim. Yeah, he has a whole tshuva that it doesn't make any sense to say the Shem Yichud. That's what the whole bracha is all about. The Rishonim say that's what the bracha was instituted. Maybe because the Baal Shem Tov saw that people are gobbling brachas, they're just reciting, they thought that the Shem Yichud is going to help. Now they roll the Shem Yichud. Now they gobble down the Shem Yichud. So you got to say the Shem Yichud before the Shem Yichud. I don't know. The bracha. Yeah. Yeah, to prepare yourself for Hechsher for the mitzvah, right? So the Ramaman said that other Birchas HaMitzvah are different from Birchas Kriya Shema. And the Nusach is different. You don't say Asher Kedushan of the Mitzvah of Tzivanu Likros HaShema. The Nusach is certainly different. And even in the concept is different. The other brachas are to prepare yourself, the Birchas HaMitzvah are to prepare yourself for the fulfillment of the mitzvah, with kavana, whatever. Masheni ken birchas kriya shema, it's to spell out the themes of the three parashas of Shema. So it really, midirabbanan, the birchas kriya shema enhanced the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Shema. So that's what the Rambam writes, Safik kara kriya shema, safik lo kara, choysi vikara im birchaseh. I say safik daraisa lechumre, not only to the extent that I know for sure that I'm covered, I fulfilled the din daraisa. You have to go all the way, Safik Daraisa Lechumra, even with respect to those aspects that are only the Rabbana. And a Safik, if a person has a Safik, if he shook a Lulav, so what he really has are two Sveikas. One Safik was a Yaitse Lulav Anat, and then he has another Safik, should he say a Brachana? These are two different unrelated things. Not, I can't say unrelated, they're related. They're really two different sveikas. One sofik, did he shake a lulav anat? So sofik deraisa luchumra. Then he has a sofik, did he say a bracha anat? Maybe he already said a bracha this morning and he shook the lulav this morning. So maybe when you shake a lulav a second time in the same day, you don't say a bracha. So that's a separate sofik. So the sofik on the bracha, sofik brachas lahakel. So by kriya shema, the Rambam says, chayz v'kari im birchasel. So mistama, that's why by, let's say, the Mishnah Berurah paskens like the Shagasariya, paskens like the Ramban, the birchas ha-Torah is deraisa. I don't think he means birchas ha-Torah is deraisa. But the God l'alakeinu, you should recite a sheva. You can, min ha-Torah, you can be yotze with that, baruch atah Hashem alakeinu malach ha-Olam. You don't have to really say a bracha. And Atari can be yotze by giving godel to HaKadosh Baruch Sheva, or to recite Kiddush. One can fulfill Kiddush the Araisa by saying all the Zmiras, or some of the Zmiras. Yom Zeh Mechubad is fine. You say by Chulo, Yom Zeh Mechubad is wonderful. You yotze Kiddush the Araisa. But with the Rabbanan, they said the way they want us to fulfill the Kiddush is by reciting a bracha. So that's why if a person has a suffix, whether he said Kiddush or not, so we would say Safik Deraisa Lechumre, you have to repeat the Kiddush on the level of the Rabbanan, not just to say the Zmiris. Make sure you say Zmiris tonight. No, you got to say the Kiddush the way the Chachamim required. That's like Chayz V'Kari in Birchay Seho. So in Atara, basically the only place you have we have a bracha to Abbasu Badav, Yivrach Hashem Yishmerach, you have Birchas Kana, but a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only case where you're obligated to recite a bracha min HaTorah is Birchas HaMazon. The Gemara has also on today's Sedra. There's a din of vidui maisa. Every next year is a shmita year. Tavshin samaches. This coming year is going to be a shmita year. So the system in Eretz Yisrael goes in units of 7 years. So the first 2 years of the Shemitah cycle, you mafresh to Magdala Maisa Rishon Maisa Sheni. The third year, you mafresh Maisa Rani. Then the fourth year and the fifth year is a repeat of the first year and the second year, mafresh to Magdala Maisa Rishon Maisa Sheni. In the sixth year, you mafresh Maisa Ani instead of Maisa Sheni. In the seventh year, everything is Hefker, you're not mafresh anything. So the Torah has in today's Sedra that Erev Pesach of the fourth year, and Erev Pesach of the seventh year, there's a mitzvah of Bir Maisa. So you have to give away all the true Magdala, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, Maisa Rani, whatever you have. And you're supposed to recite the Arti HaKodesh Ben Abayis, Gam Nisati V'Lalevi, etc. Yonisa L'Marta L'Fnei Hashem HaKech. No, that's Arami Yavidovi. How does it say over there? Something similar. Marta L'Fnei Hashem HaKech. The Yarte HaKodesh Ben Abayis, yeah. So over there, by the Bikurim, it says he brings the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdosh and he gives it to the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdosh. Then he says, Yenisa Marta L'Fnei Hashem HaKech. So L'Fnei Hashem HaKech means in the Holy Temple. Here it says he gives away the Trumagdala, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, Maisa Rani, everything gives away. And then he says, V'yarti HaKodesh, V'yamarta L'Fnei Hashem HaKech, V'yarti HaKodesh Ben Abayis. That's also in the Beis HaMikdosh. And he goes into the Beis HaMikdash just in order to recite the Yarti HaKodesh Min Abayin or the Yamarta Lefnei Hashem HaKecho in the presence of the Lord. It can be in New York City also in the presence of the Lord. That's unclear. That's the Machlik is the Ramam and the Raivit. I don't understand Pshat and the Pasuk. You have to recite. The Ramam writes that the mitzvah Biur, the mitzvah Vidoy Maisa, Nahag is Bein Befnei Abayis, Bein Shaloi Befnei Abayis. So you don't have to have a Beis HaMikdash. But the Rabbi says, how can you fulfill the mitzvah without a Beis HaMikdash? It says, Yamarta L'Fnei Hashem HaKecho, has to be in the Beis HaMikdash. Anyway, so what do you recite this coming, another 6 months, this coming Pesach? Yeah. We don't observe Vidui Maisa. We don't. Why don't we say Vidui Maisa anymore? Because it says, V'gam Nisativ LaLevi. Supposed to give, you say, I gave away the Maisa Rishon to the Levim. And the Maisa, we don't give it to the Levim. We don't give away the Maisa Rishon at all. That's not right. But even when Shonim Kitikunam, Ezra Konasas Halvim, Ezra penalized the Levim because they didn't want to come back. When Ezra came back to complete the building of the second Beis HaMikdash, it says in the book of Ezra that he stopped by a river and he looked around and he asked how many people are Levim, raise your hand, and there was nobody there. So he said, how can I run a Beis HaMikdash if I don't have enough Levim? So he told everybody to wait, and he had to go schlep more people like pulling teeth. He had to go schlep more Levim. So he penalized the Levim, the Gemara says in Ksubas, in the second paragraph, Ezra Kodesh and Salvim, that you shouldn't give him the Maisa Rishon anymore, you should give it to the Kohan. So since we don't really fulfill what it says in the Chumash, the Gam the Sati Vla Levi, so the Gemara says that Tanoim did away with the Vidui Maisa. You can't really say, honestly, it's not really true. He didn't do what it says in the Parsha. So one of the things that it says in the Parsha is La'avati here, this is a Beferish Pasuk on Daf Mem Amud Beis. It's also quoted in Parshas Kisavah. But so here, Mem Amud Beis, the Gemara has a Pasuk, La'avati mi mitzvesecha v'loi shachachti. I fulfilled everything and I didn't forget. So the Gemara says, Lo shachachti, this is a Mishnah in Maisa Sheni. When the Mishnah in the end of Maisa Sheni speaks about the Vidui Maisa that you have to observe on Erev Pesach of the fourth year and of the seventh year, so you say, Lo avarti mi mitzvesech v'lo shachachti. So lo shachachti means lo shachachti mi levorechecho. I didn't forget to recite the bracha over hafroshes trumas and maisos. So there's a machlokes amaroyim. Lo shachachti mi lehazkir shimcho. Lo shachachti mi lehazkir shimcho malchusko olos. So that's a machlokes amaroyim. Does the bracha have to have shem or malchus? Or it's enough if a bracha has shem Hashem, it doesn't have to have melech or oilo. We pass like Rabbi Yechanan, Lo shachachti mi lehazkir shimcho malchusko. They call bracha shem or shem or malchus ain't a bracha. Bracha has to have shem or malchus. So the Gemara says it based on this pasuk. Lo shachachti mi lehazkir shimcho malchusko olo. That's a real din d'oraisa that you have to recite the birchas hamitzvah at the time that you mafresh trumas or maisos. That's where the Tosfos Yontif on the Mishnah is there. And Masecha is a sifrei, it says on the side, comes from the sifrei, Parshas Kisavah. this week's Seder. And it also is quoted in the Mishnah, Maisa Sheni. So it does exempt the Aspsep. So very strange that all other Brichas HaMitzvah is only the Rabbanon. But the Mishnah means to assume that all Brichas HaMitzvah is the Raisa. How can it be? Very, very strange. That in a Torah you have to recite a Brocha in connection with Afroshas Maisa. Very strange halacha. We assume that only Brichas HaMazon is the Raisa. Everything else, all other brachas, even the nusach habracha of Kiddush, the fact that Kiddush has the Kiddush and Abdullah has to be in the form of a bracha is only with the Rabbanon. The fact that Brichas HaTorah has to be in the form of a bracha is only with the Rabbanon. In HaTorah you can be yotze with a godel of a godel alkeinu, or you yotze with reciting zmiris. And when we recite, even if you said Kiddush, when you recite zmiris, it's an enhancement of the mitzvah of reciting Kiddush. You're elaborating on the theme of Kiddush by speaking about it in more detail, Yom Zeh Mechubad and so on. But that the Nusach should be in the form of a bracha, that's only with the Rabbanon. So here the Gemara means to say that this is a din d'oraisa. Very strange. So the Malbim has, in his commentary on the Sifrei, points out another kasha, gives a sheer klali. If I emphasize two kashas with one shtickel Torah, he has another kasha. The Talmud Yerushalmi in Maseches Chala talks about people being mafresh chalas, or people being mafresh truma. So the text that appears in the Talmud Yerushalmi very often, a very common expression, that the person who's mafresh chala or truma says, "I raise a truma l'Hashem al hakol." So how come their practice was that they said, "I raise a truma l'Hashem al hakol"? The marks remind why you say alakol? In case the water didn't touch all of the flour yet. So the water is going to get into to touch more flour. If the fellow is mafresh chala in the beginning, when he just did the sinas hamayim, so he says, I raise the tumah l'Hashem alakol, even on what's going to become mechuvan chala a little later. Fine. That's why you say alakol. But why do you say, I raise the tumah l'Hashem? We don't say, I raise the tumah l'Hashem. Nobody says it today. Most people don't say. Something. Shulchan Aruch is not quoted. So the Malbim has his shtickel Torah, a suggestion. He says that the din deraisa was that when you mafresh truma, or you mafresh chala, chala has kedushas truma also, so you have to mention Shem Hashem. So that's lo shachachtim al haskir shimcha, doesn't go on bracha, it goes on afrashas truma. When you mafresh truma, you mafresh ma'isa sheni, has kedushas ma'isa sheni, so you have to mention shem shemayim in the nusach ha'afrosha when you kore shem on the truma. The ma'isa rishon has no kedusha. But the ma'isa rani has no kedusha either. Ma'isa rani is mamon anim. But the truma gedoyla and the chala and the bikurim and the ma'isa men ha'ma'isa all have kedushas truma. That's a Mishnah. These four have the exact same status of Kedusha. Bikurim, Echala, Truma Gedoyla, Maiser Men HaMaiser, Trumas Maiser, all have Kedushas Truma Gedoyla. And then Maiser Sheni has Kedushas Maiser Sheni. So the Pasuk says, Lo Shachachti Mel Haske Shimcha, at the time of Kri Hashem, when you mafresh the Truma, the Maiser Sheni, should mention Shem Hashem. Once the Chachamim, at some time in history, when the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila instituted all the Tfilas and all the Kiddush and Abdullah and all the Brachas, that's what the Gemara says, that when they instituted the Bracha over Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maestros, so you're mentioning Shem Hashem in the Nusach HaBracha, there's no longer any need to mention Shem Hashem in the Kri Hashem of the Truma. You don't have to say any longer, Harei Zeh Truma L'Hashem Alakol. Bizman Hazeh, you can just say, Harei Zeh Truma Alakol. The Nusach in the Yerushalm, Harei Zeh Truma L'Hashem Alakol, is a carryover, so it's a little daichik. Yerushalmi was written before the days of Dan Shek Tesach Zoyla. No, it's a carryover from a few hundred years before. Ezra was in the beginning of the Bayi Sheni. They already, the whole Bayi Sheni, they said Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a little strange. So that's his suggestion, Ishtikol Torah. That Farem Pet Beit HaKashis with one Torah. Not that the brach over Hafroshes Maisa Sheni is their Isa. No, there's a din when you mafish Maisa Sheni, because it has Kedusha, when you mafish Shema Gedoyla, it has Kedusha, Chala, you have to mention Shem Hashem in conjunction with the Kri Hashem. So the original way to do it was by saying, I raise a truma l'Hashem alako, I raise a ma'aseh sheni l'Hashem alako. And after the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah instituted that you recite a brichas hamitzvah with a hafrasha, so there's no longer any need to mention the Shem Hashem and the Kriya Hashem. So it's miyusha why we no longer have that practice today. We don't erase the Trumal Hashem alako. And it's miyusha also that the Tanai never meant to say that the Birchas HaFroshas Ma'isusheni is derais. No. You have to mention Shem Hashem in conjunction with the HaFrosh of Ma'isusheni. It's a little doichik, it doesn't. The Gemara has a machloikas melech. Lo shachachtim el haske shimcho, lo shachachtim el haske shimcho malchusko. That machlekes is regarding a bracha, whether bracha nit shem or malchus. And we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. Machlekes rabbi Rabbi Yechanan. Adaf mem on the base on the third wide line. The Rab says a bracha is sufficient with shem. Shem Hashem. And Rabbi Yechanan, rabbi Yechanan, halach Rabbi Yechanan. But if it's a machlekes rabbi Yechanan, we usually pass like Rabbi Yechanan. So we pass over here like Rabbi Yechanan. That a bracha requires shem or malchus. So according to the Malbim, the machloikis is really on the level of the Rabbanon. Once the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah instituted the need for a bichas hamitzvah over hafroshes ma'aseh sheni, is it enough with Shem Hashem or do you have to say Shem HaMalchus? But on the level of the Raisa, according to the Malbim, it wasn't a requirement to recite the bracha before hafroshes ma'aseh sheni. It was a requirement to mention Haskara Shem Hashem and the Kriya Hashem. Rabbi Yechanan is going to tell me that you need Shem or Malchus. The Talmud Yerushalmi was composed by the Talmid of Rabbi Yechanan. So it should say, Hareza Truma Hashem Melech Olam Alako. It doesn't say that. Hashem Melech Olam. It says, Truma Hashem Alako. So the way the Malbim says, they're two different things. The Machloikis and the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan, whether Lo Shechachtim El Haske Shimcha Malchuscha, Lo Shechachtim El Haske Shimcha, that machloik is only on the level of the Rabbanon. On the level of the Reis, the real Pasuk, Lo Shechachti, goes on Haskar Hashem Hashem, not Malchus, goes only Haskar Hashem Hashem in conjunction with the Kri Hashem of Ma'aseh Sheni and Truma Gedolah. And once the Chachamim instituted the Birchas HaMitzvah, and that substitutes for the Haskar Hashem Hashem and the Kri Hashem, so then you have this Machlekes HaMarot. No, it's a little doichik. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds as if the Gemara is interpreting the Pasuk to mean that on the level of the Raisa there was a bracha over Hafrashas Trumas and Maisa. That's the problem. So the Mishkan Es Yankiv has a sefer on brachas that's called Koheles Yankiv. Very good sefer. It's on all Seder Moed, on brachas and on Seder Moed. And he has in the back Chuvas also. Chuvas that he printed after the Mishkan Es Yankiv. Additional Chuvas. So he says, based on the pasuk in Novi, it says that when Shaul lost his asinos, he was looking for them, so they told him he should ask Shmuel HaNovi. So he met a group of girls, it says. So the girls carried on a whole conversation with him. It was so good looking. So they told him, yeah, the Novi's going to come, he's going to be a korban. Hu yivarech es hazevach. Hu yivarech es hazevach. Not only Shmuel HaNovi is going to bring korban, he's going to say a bracha also. So what bracha is he going to say? Shehakol niyah b'dvaroi. The Mishkan Es Yankiv assumes that it probably does mean Shahakha. The Birchas Hanenim were probably instituted later. We assume Birchas Hanenim is the Rabbanon. It was instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, all the brachas. Probably refers to the Birchas HaMitzvah of eating the Bisar Korbanos, or Shechting Korbanos. The Mishnah, the last Mishnah in Pesachim talks about Machlokes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Birch al Hazevach, Pater Sa Pesach, Birch al Hapesach, Pater Sa Zevach. So the Tanoim talk about a bracha in connection with the Korbanos. So it's unclear when is somebody reciting that bracha. So the Rashbam in Tosfos learned that the Mishnah is talking about the brachas that the Balabatim recite as they're about to eat these Korbanos. On Leil Pesach, by the Seder, before you eat the Chagigas Harbaasa, you recite Baruch Atah Hashem Kerem Acham Shekushan Tzatzon Al-Achilos HaZevach, and then later on you're about to eat the Korban Pesach, and then you say another Baruch Hashem Kerem Tzatzon Al-Achilos HaPesach. Because the bracha recited in the middle of the Seder in connection with eating the Korbanos. And some of the later Mefarshim say, based on a Tosefta, that the brachas spoken of in the Mishnah, referred to in that Mishnah in the Yom HaPsochim, are the brachas that the Kohanim recite at the time of Hakrovas HaZevach and Hakrovas HaPesach. Whatever it is, but there are brachas. They're both correct. Brachas are recited in connection with Achilas HaKorbanos, and brachas are recited in connection with Hakrovas HaKorbanos. The only question is, which brachas are those Tanoim talking about? There's a technical problem there in that Mishnah. So there's a question, which brachas are you talking about? So the Mishkanes Yankif makes a suggestion on this Gemara, Daf Mem Amud Beis. He says, based on the pasuk Hu Yivarech Es HaZevach, it sounds like from the days of Tanakh there were always brachas. They always used to recite brachas in connection with Inyoni Kedusha. It says maybe Hu Yivarech Es HaZevach, not to say that it's a chi of deraisa, but there was such a practice. The common practice was that they did recite brachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Ato Hashem Akeinu Baruch Hu Moshe Hashem Sazman Achilas HaZevach Hashchitas HaZevach. They said those brachas in the days of Tanakh, and maybe in connection with Hafrashas Maisa Sheni and Hafrashas Truma Gedoyla. There's also in Yoni Kedusha maybe brachas on Tilas Lulam and Yeshiva Besukah and other mitzvahs. Maybe those didn't exist in the days of the Tanakh. Birchas HaNehenin didn't exist in the days of the Tanakh. Maybe those were instituted later. But it would appear that brachas in connection with in Yonim Shel Kedusha did exist in the days of Tanakh. So maybe that's taka. How the Tanaim understood lo shachachni milavarechecho. Even if you say you're not mechuyev to say birchas hamitzvah, but that was the practice that the people did recite the bracha in connection with maybe they volunteered a bracha in connection with afroshas truma gedoyla and afroshas ma'isa sheni, because these have kedusha. He goes further. He says there is the Daf Yomi people are soon going to start subas. No. By the way, there's a Fruma policeman over here who has payas. The guy's name is Jonathan. He said he's going to be in the booth, so he's looking for a chavrusa an hour a day to learn Daf Yomi. I think his second name is Mundez or something like that. So it's a real Spanish sounding name. But he's interested in learning Daf Yomi. Any volunteers would be greatly appreciated. Okay. So Taisus in the beginning of Tzuvah quotes Shiltis has a comment on the pasuk when Eliezer Eben Avraham went to get the shidduch Rivka for Yitzchak. So the pasuk says, "Vayvoches Rivka vayomer laachoseinu atayili alfei revovim." There's a question: how do you punctuate the pasuk? So we usually punctuate it: "Vayvoches Rivka kama quotations vayomer achoseinu atayili alfei revovim." But this is the bracha that they said. So the and Vayvacha es Rivka, they gave a blessing to their sister Rivka. That's a simple shot. So Tesis quotes an interpretation from the Shiltis. Doesn't appear in the Gemara. Shiltis apparently had access to other sources. Vayvacha es Rivka semicolon. They recited a bracha to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in connection with Rivka. They said Birchas Erusin. They couldn't say Birchas Nisun because the chasm wasn't there. You can send the shliach to do kiddushin Eliezer. That's how the Shiltis assumes Eliezer Eben Avram was functioning as a shliach to do the kiddushin on behalf of Yitzchok, and he clinched the deal. So they recited Birchas Es and Vayvachu Es Rivka is not to be translated, and they gave a blessing to their sister Rivka. They gave a blessing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the marriage of their sister Rivka. Semicolon. Then by Yomrach Hasein Atayili Alva Rabba. Then, in addition to the blessing to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, they also gave a blessing to their sister Rivka. Two different things. So that's the Tosfos quotes from the Shiltis that we understand from this pasuk that even when a shaliach is mekadosh inish on behalf of a chassan, the shliach should recite the Birchas Erusin. Just like if I appoint a shliach to put on the mezuzahs on my door. So the shliach is not yotze the mitzvah of mezuzah. I'm yotze the mitzvah of mezuzah. Shliach is yotze the mitzvah of milus chasadim. I have no time. I don't know how to do it. Whatever. For some reason or another, I need someone to help me out. I'm sick in bed. So I need someone to put the mezuzah on the door. So he does it. The shliach does the mitzvah of milus chasadim. And I'm the one who lives in the house. I'm the one who's in fulfillment of the mitzvah of mezuzah. But he says the bracha. I don't say the bracha. I don't say a bracha lot b'bayish yesh b'mezuzah. He says the bracha, asher kedushanu b'metzos v'tzivanu, the Kvaya Mezuzah, because the brachas are always recited in connection with the Maisa Mitzvah and recited by the one who does the Maisa Mitzvah. So the one who does the Maisa Mitzvah is the Shliach, even though Eliezer is not getting the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is between Yitzchok and Rivka, they're the ones who are getting married, but Eliezer is the Shliach, is doing the Maisa Mitzvah, is doing the Maisa Kiddush. So that's what Tosfos says, that's Takad Adin, that the Shaliach who does the Kiddushin recites the Birchas HaMitzvah. That's also strange. What do you mean? Is it Koyde Matan Torah? Koyde Matan Torah, they also had Birchas HaSeiros. They weren't even Jewish. Alright, she converted. They covered the Shidduch. She converted quickly. His father would kill him if he'd marry a non-Jewish girl. Avraham Avinu will kill you. Okay, so he said he wants to get a girl from his family, a Jewish girl. Okay, so she was Megaya, and then they got married. So also, Koyde Matan Torah, they also said Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas Eves. So that's what the Mishkan is Yank, that's what the Koheles Yankiv says. Apparently, Kiddushin also has an aspect of Kiddushin. Marriage also has an aspect of Kiddushin. It's not the same as Netilas Lulam and Yeshiva B'Sukkah. It's like Truma Gedolah, it's like Yibarach HaZavach, it's like Korbanos with his Kiddusha, or like Maisa Sheni, Lo Shachachti Milavarechacha, like Maisa Sheni, or like Truma. So the same as by Kiddushin, we assume that Kiddushin has an aspect of Kiddushin. The Maran Kiddushin says like that, that Erisin has an aspect of Kiddusha. The Maran talks about Pashta Kiddusha Bekula, which is a din in Korbanos. The Gemara raises the possibility, why shouldn't it apply to Kiddushin? So Taisa says the only reason why it can possibly apply to Kiddushin is because when you say Ariyat Mekudeshesli, it's an inyan of Kiddushin. Okay. But it's a problem which, historically, when the Lushem Yichud, we know that came with the Baal Shem. Okay, that we know. The Shad is the Bichas HaMitzvah. When were they instituted? How far back did they go? The Pashtus says the Birchas HaMitzvah were also instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. And earlier they didn't exist. They didn't have any Birchas HaMitzvah. So what do you do with this source? Lo Shachachti Milavarechacha, the Mishnah in Maseches Maaseh Sheni. What do you do with the Pasuk Hu Yivarech Es HaZevach? What do you do with the Pasuk by Yivarech Es Rivka? Everything is just Asmachtus. Maybe. Some I'm sure will suggest that it's all asmat. Could be. It's hard to believe everything is an asmat. Hu yivarech es hazevach. It's an asmachta. So what does it mean? So what does it mean? Meaning volunteer a brach. Okay, volunteer a brach. Not that it was muchi. Volunteer a brach. So maybe the others also mean that they volunteered brachas. The meaning was that they volunteered brachas. So again, so the only chiyuv bracha deraisa that you have, that does exist, the bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Birchas HaMazon. So that's black on white. So we're going to have to understand what does it mean to give a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you have in the Gemara, in the beginning of bracha? The Gemara has the Lashon Yishmael B'nei Bracheini. But he didn't give a bracha to the Baruch Hu, he said a tefillah. But that doesn't mean bracha there. That's not a bracha, but over here talking about a real bracha. So what does it mean, a bracha? Unless it also doesn't mean a bracha, it doesn't mean a blessing. A bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu just means shevach. So Rav Chaim Volozhin talks about that. What's shaykh a bracha by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Okay. So there is an institution of bracha, and the Gemara tries to figure out, where is the pasuk? Minohani mili. Minohani mili usually means that it's a real din deraisa. Minohani mili. So the Gemara says, the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion that it's not really based on a real drashic mur. Deraisa is based on a svara. Also, Nohanas Menorah Lamazeh Beloi Bro. El Svarahu, that's 6 lines from the bottom of Amud Aleph, Laman Heim and Aleph. El Svarahu, also Lalam Shehani Menorah Lamazeh Beloi Bro. So we have in the morning before Baruch Shomar, those who come to shul on time. So it says that Brisa Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yud Gimel Midas are turning the Rashi's bench. So in addition to the Yud Gimel Midas, there are many more Midas. We don't usually bump into those Midas. And learning Gemara, the last 10 years, you probably rarely bump that Klal Prat Klal, beginning of Perek Merubah a little bit, okay. But usually you don't bump into those things. So Svara we bumped into much more of. The Gemara says that Svara is also from the Midrash HaTaran of Dreshespen. Svara is a Midrash Deraisa. The Gemara in fact has on Hamoitzi Machaber all of Harai and Bava Kama, Daphne, Bava and Beis. But the first, the Gemara says that it's a Pasik. Hamoitzi Machaber all of Harai. The Gemara says, Lamali Kor Svara. Or the Gemara has in the second parak in Ksubis, Gemara says, Apeshas, Apeshit, is based on a Pasik. The Gemara says, it can't be. You don't need a Pasik. It's such an obvious Svara. It's a Svara. Whatever is a Svara, you don't need a Pasik. That's why Tosfos has, the Gemara has in many places an expression. The Gemara has on a din. So the Gemara says, what's the reason for that opinion? So the Gemara says, Iboy say Mekra, Iboy say Mesvar. If you want to, I can explain it based on a drasha from a pasuk. And Iboy say Mar, if you want to, I can explain it based on a svar. So Tosfos says, Sakasha, Tosfos and Shuah says, Sakasha, lovely cross, Svarahu. How can you say Iboy say Mekra, Iboy say Mesvar? If it's a svar, so it doesn't make sense to say that there's a pasuk. So all over Shas, whenever it says Iboy say Mekra, Iboy say Mesvara, they always write down on the side, look in the Tosfos and Shavuos and Daf Chaf. But Tosfos asks this kasha. How can it be that it's Iboy say Mekra, Iboy say Mesvara? If it's a Svara, you don't need a Puff. The Tosfos said, obviously the Svara is not so hot, not so Mukhra. Usually the Gemara has it when there's a Machloikis HaTanayim or a Machloikis HaMaray. So if the other Tana disagrees, obviously the Svara is not so Mukhra. And the Drosha from the Puff is also not so Mukhra. But this is clear. Whenever you have a svara, it's a din deraisa. Here there's a famous comment that Pnei Yeshua makes. Pnei Yeshua thinks that the institution of Birchas Hanenin is deraisa. Since the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's a svara, the svara is from the Midrash HaTaran and Rashi's Ben, whatever is a svara is a din deraisa. And he says that this is with all the respect to all the Rishonim who say not so. Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that the Birchas Hanenin is only the Rabbanon. So he says he doesn't see the Hechrach. I would say Sofik Brachas Lahakil. If Birchas Hanenin is deraisa, why don't you say Sofik Sofik Birchas Hamazon by Ochla Kadei Sviya? That if a person is Mesufik, if you recite Birchas Hamazon, you have to recite Birchas Hamazon all over again. Why don't you say the same by Birchas Hanenin? And it's not so. If a person is Mesufik, whether he has to say Birchas Hanenin, so we apply the rule of Sofik Brachas Lahakil. So according to the Pnei Yeshua asks on himself, if he thinks that that Birchas Hanenin is Deraisa, so he should say the Sofik Deraisa the Chumra. So he says that's all part of the Svar. Okay, that's all part of the Svar. Whenever it's obvious that you haven't yet said a bracha, so the Svar dictates that you got to say a bracha. If you're not sure, then the Svar does not dictate. No. Shver Svar. Shimon Shkop has like that. Shimon Shkop stands on his head to explain that Pnei Yeshua has a famous comment that he disagrees with Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua has a famous comment in Hanizokin and Gittin, Perek Hanizokin, that when the Gemara said, Dan Bava Kama, and Daphne Vav and Mebe, he said, Amoitze Machavel of Harai is a Svore. The first thing Gemara says is based on a Pasuk. Then the Gemara said, what do you need a Pasuk? It's a Svore. Of course, the burden of proof is on the one who wants to be moitzi from the other guy. Anytime I'm going to claim your shirt and your underwear and your pen and your notebook, everything is mine. You're going to say, Yachloiku. L'shapkes chaylach oberi. I'm going to say, your glasses are mine. Your yarmulke is mine. Your kishkes are mine. Your false teeth are mine. I want everything. What do you mean? Of course, there's a concept of mukhra. Of course, there's a pasuk like that. So first, the Gemara says, a pasuk. Then the Gemara says, you don't need a pasuk, it's a svar. So the Pnei Yeshua says, that's only the Haskolas HaSugya. But that's the first round. But the second time around, if you look through Shas, there's so many quirks regarding the halacha of Hametz Mechvel of Haraya. It has to be that it's a Xeris HaKosav. It can't be that it's a Svar. Everything is based on a Svar. That Roiv doesn't help. Ein Ochem and Mama and Acha Rav is a Machlekes Rav Shmur. So which way does the Svar dictate? So the Machlekes isn't Svar. And every time there's a discussion of Hametz Mechvel of Haraya, everything is all pure Svar. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua says, no. He says, that's what the Gemara said initially, that it's a svar, you don't need a pasuk. But once you get into the nitty-gritty details of the din of Hametz Mechvel of Haraya, it's clear from the sugya that it's a gzeres hakosav. It can't just be a svar. So Shimon Shkop disagrees, and he stands on his head, and he says, in the Shari Yosha, everything is a svar. Everything is a svar. And all the details, and all the machlekes, and everything is svar. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua says over here, on the Birchas Hanenin. He says, Birchas Hanenin is a din deraisa, it's a svara. And all the details that we treated as if it were the Rabbana, that's all built into the svara. A very difficult svara. The Pashtus is assuming Shulchan Aruch, that Birchas Hanenin is only the Rabbana. Sofik Brachas Lahakal is not because that's all part of the svara. because brachas alav deraisa. So that's why we say that that suffik the rabbanu l'kula. Okay, so the Mishnah has that the assumption is that either a din deraisa, the pashtus is that it's not a din deraisa, and the conclusion al pi pashtus is that it's a takana of the rabbanu, the svara on the level of the rabbanu. Also, donim shiharim in olam hazeh b'lo brocha. Kolanenim in olam hazeh b'lo brocha, mo'al harizeh gozal, the Gemara says. He's in violation of another. This is a famous machlokes harishonim. What does this mean? Taka means that they instituted an iser. The chachamim who midirabbanim istam al pi pashtus midirabbanim. The chachamim who instituted the need on the level of the rice, if you learn like the Pnei Yeshua. So you mean that it starts off, it's osir lehanis min olam hazeh b'loy brocha, and the brocha is matir the iser. The brocha removes the iser. That's how it goes. Or maybe it goes the reverse direction. The chachamim instituted, or perhaps on the level of the rice, the svara dictates that one should recite the brocha, and if one eats food without reciting a brocha, he hasn't fulfilled this mitzvah menator or this mitzvah midirabbanan, and we say you did something very improper by failing to recite a bracha. He did something very wrong. So does it really start off as an iser, and the bracha is to remove the iser? And he's saying no, it starts off as a mitzvah, and if one fails to, if one is mevatel a mitzvah, let's say a person doesn't recite birchas hamazon, so he did an avera, he didn't do an avera. There are two different Gehenims. There's one Gehenna for the people who do Averis, and there's another Gehenna for the people who don't do mitzvahs. Two different Gehenims. So the person who doesn't recite Birchas HaMazon, the person doesn't daven, doesn't say Kriya Shema, doesn't do a mitzvah, he deserves a punishment for not fulfilling a mitzvah. But you don't say he did an Averis. So what's over here? Hanenem et olam hazeh b'lo brocha. Mo'al, he's in violation of Me'ile, Mo'al mena hegdish, he's about Harej de Gozal, he's a Gazal. Really? It's considered that he violated an Avera? Or do you say no? He's not fulfilling the mitzvah. Will be treated as if he did an Avera, and he'll be punished accordingly. But it doesn't really mean that he did an Avera. The Nafkamina, the major Nafkamina, it's not stamp for the Stavak al Chakir. Major Nafkamina is that in Oinen, Misha Mesa Muta Lefano, that's the beginning of one of the prokem here. Third period. Nisha Mesa Muta Lefana before Kvura base. The Rashi says they don't have to recite the bracha. Rashi writes, Eina Mevarcha in Tzorach Lebarach. Bichas HaMaitzi, he doesn't have to. And Taisa says, what do you mean? The bottom Taisa says, what do you mean? He doesn't have to. No, he's not permitted to say a bracha. In the Shulchan Aruch, we pass on like the Taisa. That Nisha Mesa Muta Lefana, one is in a state of Aninas, is not permitted to fulfill a mitzvah. Not allowed to fulfill a mitzvah. So the shaila is, what if he's hungry, he wants to eat a sandwich? So is he allowed to eat the sandwich without washing the tilis yadayim? So it's in Shulchan Aruch, no, that's an aver. To eat bread without washing the tilis yadayim is not only a mitzvah to wash the tilis yadayim, a mitzvah with the rabbanan, it's an aver. One who eats bread without washing the tilis yadayim is in violation of an aver. So the din misha neza muta lefanav, one is in a state of aninas, is potter from mitzvahs, but he's not permitted to violate an averis. What, he's allowed to steal? Maybe sheva mitzvahs v'nerech is different. Okay, he's not allowed to be balashis ish. Now is his chance. He can steal, he can kill, he can do whatever he wants. No. Okay, so sheva mitzvahs v'nerech is not allowed to do. He can eat chazer? Also not. He's not allowed to violate averis. It just says he's potter from, and he's not permitted to volunteer. We follow Tosfos. Not only is he potter from the mitzvahs, he's not allowed to volunteer mitzvahs, but he's not allowed to violate averis either. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, if he wants to eat bread, he's allowed to eat bread. He's hungry. He's allowed to eat bread. So it says he has to wash Netilas Adayim in order not to violate the Aveir. But he doesn't recite the bracha Shekadishana b'mitzvos Tzimon on Netilas Adayim. You only recite the bracha on Netilas Adayim when the Netilas Adayim is done for the sake of fulfilling a mitzvah of Netilas Adayim. But if you're only washing in order to avoid violation of the Aveir of eating bread without having done the Tilis Yadayim, so then no bracha is recited. So it says when the Oinen wants to eat bread, he should wash his hands and without a bracha. Let's say it's Chalamayt Sukkos. Let's say Chalamayt Sukkos, but the Oinen wants to eat a whole meal. He's hungry. He wants to eat a sandwich. So should we say that eating a sukkah is a mitzvah? He's not allowed to fulfill a mitzvah. He has to eat chutz l'sukkah. He's not allowed to eat in the sukkah. Unless the only place to serve any meals is in the sukkah. He doesn't have to go stand on his head. Not mechuyif to go. If the only place they're giving any food, let's say the yeshiva cafeteria, everybody's eating in the sukkah, no one else eats. So otanish kambrev, so eat in the sukkah. He doesn't have to bedavka go out of his way. But let's say he has a brera at home. He can either eat in the sukkah or eat in his home. So should we say, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokes achronim. So should we say he's not allowed to eat in the sukkah? He's not allowed to fulfill the mitzvah? Or should I say no? Eating in the sukkah constitutes a mitzvah, and eating chutz l'sukkah constitutes an isser. There's an isser also. There's an isser, I say. The Pashtus is not so, but that's a famous notion from Achrayim. The Minchas Chinuch has like that, and he quotes it. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it from the Bikur Yankiv, from the Orach Laner. Such an idea. The first sefer that the Orach Laner wrote, Rabbi Yankiv Etman, the first sefer he wrote was the Bikur Yankiv. His first Bikur. It's the best. Bikur Yankiv is the best. They're all good. That's the best. So that's a dion in Achrayim. Famous machlek is where the eating in sukkah is only a mitzvah, so I say. And one who eats chutz l'sukkah is like a person didn't say kriya shema, like a person doesn't shake a lulav, he doesn't wear tefillin. He's mevatel a mitzvah. So the oinen is not supposed to fulfill any mitzvah. So he should not go out of his way to eat in the sukkah. He should be dafka not eat in the sukkah. Or should I say no? That in addition to the mitzvah saseh involved in eating in the sukkah, there's an iser saseh that you're not allowed to eat chutz l'sukkah. So many assume not like that. Many assume that it's not an Easter assay. The Pashto says there's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. Eat chutz l'sukkah, yim avatel a mitzvah. That's a shaila over here. What's the story with the oinen? The oinen is hungry. He wants to eat food. He's allowed to eat food. It just says, ein a meisa v'yoichel. It says there in the third parak, misha meisa musa lefana should not eat v'haseba. So what does it mean? We don't today, nobody eats v'haseba. So what does it mean, ein a meisa v'yoichel? The last line on Yud Zayin on the base, the price, ein a meisa v'yoichel, should not eat v'haseba. So in Shulchan Aruch they say, meisa v'yoichel means to eat a full meal with the soup and with the side courses and with the dessert and with everything. You should leave a little bit out. Somebody died, his father died. So what's he eating? Hungry? So we don't want him to starve. We don't want him to be hungry. But he shouldn't eat completely. So if a person eats Be'aseva, that represents the fact he's going to eat mamish, kol tzarkoi, like a regular meal. So I said, you should leave a little bit out. You shouldn't eat fully. Shouldn't fool himself completely. So the shaila is, the oinen who wants to eat, doesn't say, hey, let him eat. So does he say a bracha before he eats the food or not? Do we say that it's asur, min rabbanan, min haTorah, whatever, asur lahanas min ha'olam hazeh, b'lei bracha, it's an avera to eat food without reciting a bracha. So he's not allowed to violate avera, he's not allowed to violate an avera, the raisa, he's not allowed to violate an avera, the rabban. So should I say he has to say the brichas hanenin, otherwise it would be in violation of the avera? Should I say no, it's not an avera, even min rabbanan it's not an avera. They instituted a takana that one should recite. They made a mitzvah, the rabbana, mitzvah min haTorah, whatever you'll say it is. They instituted a mitzvah that one should recite birchas hanenin. If one fails to fulfill the mitzvah min rabbana, it's like a person didn't read the Megillah on Purim, he didn't shake a lulav on Yom Tov Sukkot. So he's going to be punished for not fulfilling the mitzvah. So when the Gemara says the lashon, amenem alam mazeh v'loy bracha hareza mual hareza goizel. It's not to be taken literally, moal and goizel. It just means he cheated the Rabbani Shalom of the mitzvah that he should have done. He really should have said it wrong.
That's what Rashi means when he said goizel was to costly.
Not that he's stealing the food. Cheating the Rabbani Shalom, he didn't say the bracha. That's the top Rashi and on his base. Yeah. He's only goizel the bracha. Yeah. So that's how we paskin the Shulchan Aruch. It's funny to call it a machlekes. It's like 99 rishonim against one. All the rishonim assume that the oinen does not say birchas hamitzvah, does not say birchas hanenin. The oinen does not recite birchas hanenin. We assume that they never instituted birchas hanenin. It didn't start off as an iser. It's a mitzvah to recite birchas hanenin. And if one doesn't recite Birchas Hanen, then hareis it bitlus mitzvah. He didn't do right. Hareis a gozal, hareis a moal. He didn't do right. He should have said a bracha. But it's really only a mitzvah to recite the bracha. And they quote that one of the Rishonim, one of the obscure Rishonim, who's rarely ever quoted Lalocha, the Sefer Kolbo, one of the later Balei HaTosfos. So the Sefer Kolbo is of the opinion that the Oinen has to recite brachas, otherwise it'll be a violation of the din of Anenim et al mazeh b'loi bracha mo'al, that it starts off as an Issa. It doesn't start off as a mitzvah.
What's the husband in Rishonim that's only on Rosh Hashanah?
I don't know. Tzlach has a famous comment. The Gemara says, how do you know that you recite Birchas HaReach when you smell psalm? How do you know that you say a bracha? So the Gemara says, "Kol anshama ta'aluka, haluka." What hanoi is it that the neshama enjoys? So the Gemara answers, "Neshama milosh and neshima, smelling." What hanoi do you get from smelling? You get hanoi when you eat the food. You smell the food, you get a little hanoi, but not so much hanoi. So the Gemara says, "Oh, that goes on smelling something that's aimed l'reach." So kol anshama ta'aluka, haluka. You should recite a bracha in connection with reach. If you smell something that has a good reach toiv, so you recite a bracha. That's what the Gemara says. So the Tzlach has a comment that's on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. That's 15 lines from the top. Amar Rav, minayin shemivrochem, by the tiny letter, what is it? Zayin. Minayin shemivrochem ala reach shenem avkar lan shoma ta'aloka ha'aloka ezadova shahan neshoma neshoma milosh and neshima. So he asked the question, Tzlach asked the question. Tzlach is a standard Sefer Brachos authored by the Nadi Yehuda. Tzion the Nefesh Chaya. It has nothing to do with Zionism. Tzion. I think his mother's name was Chaya. So his mother died. So this was a Tzion, a masqueret for his mother. Tzion the Nefesh Chaya. My mother's name is Chai also. So when my mother died, one of the rabban told me I should print something that should be called Tzion the Nefesh Chai. So at the end of one of my sorim, I put the kuntres in memory of my mother, Tzion the Nefesh Chai. So the Tzlach has this famous comment that why did Gemara need a new pasuk? Why don't you include it in this basic pasuk over here? Whatever the svar is. Also lahanas man olam azeh b'loi bracha. So he says, no, because the Gemara says, Anenim et al mazeh b'loi bracha, hareis em mo'al. It's like Mila behegdish. And the Gemara says, increases, em sochem, they call ma'ra v'rech, ein behem yishu me'ila. There's no me'ila on reyach. So since there's no din me'ila on reyach, he takes it literally. Hareis em mo'al. The takonis chacham to require a birchas anenin is only if there's an issue of me'ila, because everything is kodesh. Lashem horetz emloi, everything is kodesh. So in order to remove the Yisr Kodesh, you have to be poder. So the reciting of the bracha is the pidyon, that's the Loshan Ayrishami, Bechosa, Zuhi Pidyon, and the reciting of the bracha constitutes the pidyon hegdish. So the pidyon hegdish is only needed to remove the Yisr Mila by eating. But by smelling, he says, that's the Gemara, they call Maravarech Emem Mishumil. It's a pshetl. It's not really correct, because Gemara is a beferish that there is me'ilah on reyach. The Gemara himself is a beferish, there is me'ilah. The Gemara increases. If the thing is aymed l'reach, if the thing is not aymed l'reach, it's not. But here the Gemara, Mem Gilman Beis, is talking about psalmim that are aymed l'reach. So aymed l'reach, there is a din of me'ilah. So the later svarim, taina Rabbi Yosef Engel, and others, they taina against that slach. It's a pshetl what he said. Not really as God. So why did the Tanoim, why did they make such a takana only on food? Only on food. Why not on reach? Why not? There are other pleasures in life as well. It's a good question. Very good question. So they made a takana, you gotta say a birchas hanen. There is a machlekes later, a machlekes bishamim bisilo, when a person in the eighth parak, they have listed many disputes between Beishamah and Beis Hillel regarding meals. That's how the Tariq begins. That's the whole parak. That's the Mishnah. Nun Aleph Ambeis. Ela Dorim Shebei Mesham Beisula Besuda. The following are the many disputes between Mesham Besula regarding eating food. So the first one is when you say Kiddush and Abdullah. Do you say first Bar Piyah Gofen and then you say Kiddush and Abdullah? Or do you say first Kiddush and Abdullah and then Bar Piyah Gofen second? So Besham I say first you say the Kiddush and Abdullah, then you say the Bar Piyah Gofen, then you drink the wine at the end. Why should you say Bar Piyah Gofen in the beginning and then be mafsik until you drink the wine? And Basila insists no, that you have to say the bracha Bar Piyah Gofen first, and then say the Kiddush and Abdullah. And sometimes you say Yain Kiddush Ner Abdullah's man. You have a lot of brachas. You say Kiddush and Bari Mi'ar Hu'esh. You say quite a few brachas in between the Bar Piyah Gofen and the drinking of the wine. So the Rishonim say Kach Tikno Chachamim. It's not a hepsik according to Basila. That's a takanas chacham. So what's the argument between Bishamay and Basila? What is it based on? So the Gemara has a famous discussion there. Anun Aleph on the base, on the bottom, the last 10 lines on the daf. So the Gemara has its Pesachim as well. And the Talmud Yerushalmi has a famous comment, Lebedik Freilich, a cheerful discussion, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, what's the debate between the Bishamay and the Basila? So Rav Soloveitchik used to ask the following question. Let's say a person lives in Eretz Yisrael, lives in America, whatever, he has wine that's tevel. The bottle says, this is not gemaisa, this is tevel. Shai? A friend of mine moved to Eretz Yisrael right before Pesach, and he didn't yet find out what's going on there. So he went to the most mehudadik matzah factory in Yerushalayim to buy his matzahs, and then he found out a month later that he wasn't yaitzeh, that all the matzahs that he bought were tevel. That the Mehudadika factories, they sell you tevel that you should do the hafrashas challah yourself. So he wasn't yetzer. The Mishnah says if you eat the matzah shel tevel, you're not yetzer dechavah. So let's say you have a wine factory where they want to have lamahadrin, they write on the bottle, this is not gemaisit, we want you mitzvah b'yos m'mishlucha, you should be mafish your own trumas amaisis. So let's say the guy's going to say kiddush over a cup of wine that's tevel, the wine is treif. And then on Friday night he says the kiddush, but so far is no good. You can't say you can't be at the kiddush over tray for wine, and then he'll be machish trumas and maisis, and then he'll drink it. So midi rabbanon, you're not allowed to be machish trumas and maisis on Shabbos. Okay, so let's say before they made that din de rabbanon, so that's okay. So it's a hefsik. He's mafsik in between the kiddush and the drinking. Okay, so leave out the issue of hefsik. Is that acceptable that the fellow should say he says kiddush on wine that's aser? And then later on he'll be matiritz at the time that he's drinking it, everything is kosher. But at the time that he recited the kiddush, the wine was not kosher wine. So Rav Soloveitchik taught a davar pashut that he's not yaitzeh. He's saying kiddush over yain shel tevel, you're not yaitzeh. So he used to think that you should take the Gemara literally on Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. Everything in the world is kodesh. Lashem Haaretz Imloy, everything is kodesh. Until you say the bracha. When you say the bracha, then it's that takes off the Issa Me'ilah. And on the animal on the Mazeh B'lai Bracha is Mo'al. It's an Issa Me'ilah. So what if a person takes a bottle of wine that belongs to Hegdish and he says Kiddush on Friday night, and then it'll be paid to the Hegdish after the Kiddush before he drinks the wine? So he makes the wine kosher after he said the Kiddush, but at the time that he said the Kiddush, it was Hegdish. The Hegdish wine is also for him to drink, Hegdish Dika wine. Oh, he'll have. Right, right. So in Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is that the Oinen is not allowed to say a bracha. So we assume that it doesn't start off with an Issa. It starts off with a mitzvah. So all the tainus fall off. This is what he used to point out, according to that opinion, according to that view of the Sefer HaKobo, that it starts off with an Issa. So how could there be a machalekes Bisham and Bisilil, which comes first? Of course Bisilil is right, Bar Piyah Gofen has to come first for this reason. Why does the Gemara beat around the bush and give other reasons, and the Yerushalmi gives other reasons, and the Babli gives other reasons? The main reason is that it's Yayin Shalisa. So he stood on his head to say that's what the Gemara means to say. Somehow he reinterpreted the Gemara in the bottom of Nun Aleph Amud Beis. But Halacha L'Maaseh, that's not the accepted opinion. The Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is in Hilchos Aninus, the end of Yeridah, it says that the Oinen is not permitted to say Brichas Anen, because we assume that reciting Brichas Anen is not to remove the Yisr. The Loshim that Yerushalmi uses, Birchas Zuhi Pigyoina, Rav Soloveitchik was fond of saying over that Loshim, Berachas is zui pidyon, it's really hegdish and it's really me'ila. You have to recite the bracha to take off the kedushas hegdish, to remove the isa me'ila. The whole thing is malitzis midirabbanan. It really, what it really means, and the whole tzlach is a malitzis. The tzlach says, why do you need us to propose a kol hashama to hallel kol? Let it be the original din. So he says, kol marurech eimem shemila. The whole thing is just a malitzis. Mikiradin, that's not the answer. It doesn't start off as me'ila behegdish. It's a takonas chachamim that one should recite bracha before one gets anof. It's not really, it doesn't start off as a mitzvah. It starts off as a mitzvah. Mitzvah midrabon. Yeah. So the chachamim made a takana, the pasha, the chachamim made a takana that we should recite bichas hanin. So what's the takonas habracha? So there's a Mishnah Mem Amid Aleph Valkula Mimama Shakal Ni B'dvar HaYotza. But if you say Shahakal, it's always good. So there's some people, they don't bother to figure out what kind of food they're eating. You say Shahakal, right? Other people more learned, higher level of learning. So the Mishnah Brura quotes a Chayyada that if you say Mizainis on anything, you get Mizainis is already fancier than Shahakal. The Chayyadim says, based on the Mishnah in the Dor, if a person says a neder, he takes a neder, he's not going to eat anything that's mazon. He's not allowed to eat any food except for mayim and melach, because water and salt have no nutrition at all. So that's not called mazon. But any other food is called mazon. So since in Lashem Chayyadim, all foods are called mazon, so therefore if you say bari minim zaynus on any food, one would be yotzeik, with the exceptions of mayim and melach. If you're drinking water and you said barim and mizanis, then it wouldn't cover. Eating salt, that wouldn't be good. So if the din is that b'di'evit, if he said shakal nebidvar yoytzei, or if he said barim and mizanis, yoytzei b'di'evit. So why do you have to make lachatchila more than that? Make life easier. Why does the Tanaim have to make life complicated if they couldn't make life easier? So Reichik once had a losh in the middle of a drush. He said that people have a complaint against the halacha, that the halacha is so detailed. There's so many details in the halacha. Do you think that that's what God really had in mind? So he said, you know how many kinds of butterflies there are? And you know how complicated the DNA is of every butterfly and every blade of grass and every worm and every caterpillar. Apparently the Rebbe Shlom has a complicated mind. Whatever that means. So the same Bar Yalom who created the world gave the halacha. Very complicated. Very complicated. The whole Teva Ha'ilam is very complicated. Everything in the world has such a compound of DNA, so complicated. So halacha is from the same Bar Yalom who made the Bria. Yeah, but why? This is Midrabanan. We're not talking about a diminator. So why did the Chachamim choose to make brachas mufuratois? What motivated them? So the Gemara Mem Amud Aleph. The Gemara is commenting on Mem Amud Aleph Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, chapter Samaches. The Gemara is commenting on Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? We paskin that in all vegetables you say Baruch Pri Hadomer. Rabbi Yehuda says that two different categories of vegetables. Some vegetables you say Baruch Baruch Pri Hadomer, and other vegetables you say Baruch Baruch Minei Dishoy. Which vegetables do you say for me? Al hayirokas, if they're green vegetables. Potatoes are not green vegetables, so most say for me adam on potatoes. No. The Heineklach when the Divrei Chaim say shahakal on potatoes. Okay. Because the Gemara says that you say shahakal on mushrooms, because mushrooms don't really grow in the ground. They sit on the ground, but they don't really get nourishment from the ground. So the Divrei Chaim says that potatoes sprout even when they're not attached to the ground. They sprout, but they sprouts. You cut off the sprouts. You don't eat that. So that's why they don't say ha'adam. They treat potatoes like mushrooms. But those who are not descendants from the Divrei Chaim usually say adama on potatoes. So that there's no dispute. If you eat green vegetables, alei irakas ame bari machlekes. Alei irakas, we paskin potatoes also barpi adama. Rabbi Yehuda says on green vegetables that you say bari mina dishoyim. So the Gemara says on Mem Amar Aleph, where does Rabbi Yehuda get such an idea from? Here in the wide lines on Mem Amar Aleph. And Allah is Rabbi Yehuda. First, he says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Fine, all vegetables is very piyadol. But even though the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, the next question, the Gemara, the same chacham asked in my time with Rabbi Yehuda. We're still going to discuss his opinion. Rabbi Chinen of our papa says we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and then he says, "I'm Rabbi Chinen of our papa, my time Rabbi Yehuda." We still want to discuss. We don't pass like Beis Shammah usually, but we still discuss my time the Beis Shammah. Sometimes you have long discussions. My time the Beis Shammah. Yeah, it's important. It's not bittul Torah. Eilu be'edah divrei kimchat, the Gemara says. Even though we know that we're going to pass like Beis Hillel, but it's not bittul Torah to delve into the shittas Beis Shammah, which are the rejected opinions. Eilu be'edah divrei kimchat. In our generation, people take eilu be'edah divrei kimchat. Anything goes. You can pass whatever you don't please. That's not what it means in the Gemara. It means divrei kimchat means one is in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. When he learns Shitas Beis Shammai, Divrei Elokim Chaim is not Bittul Torah, but it doesn't mean you can pass like Beis Shammai. The Gemara said Beis Shammai b'mokam misila in a Mishnah. That's on daf coming up, on daf lamed vav. Dr. Belkin used to be the president of the yeshiva years ago, so he used to be very upset about the state of Rabbanus in America, that the rabbis paskin whatever, they find a safer and they paskin whatever. He said, that's not what it means, Divrei Elokim Chaim. It doesn't mean whatever, anything goes. There's a clear cut to use to follow Mishnah Berurah. Okay, he got upset when the boys didn't know what it said in Mishnah Berurah, because he learned the rat. You have to figure out what the Psak Halach is. But Eilbeira just means, when you learn the sheet that is not accepted, it's not Bittul Torah. So the same Chacham Rav Chinen Rav Papa who says, and Halach is Rav Yudah, he's the one who says, my time Rav Yudah. Okay, so he says, based on the Pasuk, Nil Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. So he's bothered with the question, you only praise God, you only bless God, whatever that means, Baruch Hashem. You only say offer a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the daytime, nighttime you don't only say bracha, it doesn't make any sense. What it means is we require pirut. When you're reciting a bracha, you should mention pirut. You should go into details. You don't have to go into all the details of the DNA of the potatoes. You don't need a separate bracha for Idaho potatoes, if they're Macintosh potatoes, or whatever, the 50 minimum of potatoes. But you say a bracha on potatoes, and a bracha on fruits, and a bracha for barim mizanis, a variety of brachas. You don't just say one bracha. So everybody's masking to that. The drosha, b'chol yom v'yom tein l'meim v'chosim shoyon, if there's something special about the day, today is Rosh Chodesh, today is Chol HaMoed, today is Hanukkah, Purim, whatever, so you should mention in the davening the uniqueness of the day. So the same thing, b'chol min v'min tein l'meim v'chosim. When you're eating different foods, you should have pirut in the brachas. The principle that Chachamim also subscribe to. They also agree. Otherwise you can just potter everything up with Shehakol Nibidvar Lachatchila, Tevar Bin Mezanis Lachatchila, according to the Chayyot. So Lachatchila, we don't rely on that. Lachatchila, the more correct thing is to say Pirut. And B'diyevet only we say that Shehakol covers everything. Maybe even Tevar Bin Mezanis should cover everything. Yeah. That's a shayla, that chiddush of the Chayei Odom that the Mishnah Berurah quotes la'alocha, that on for the Yevet, if a person says Barim Minim Zanis is Yotzei and anything except for Mayim Melach, that's based on the Mishnah in the Dorot, that if a person takes a net and not to eat mazon, he's not allowed to eat any food in the world that gives nutrition, except for Mayim Melach doesn't give any nutrition. So the shayla has been Nedorim Halacha Achaloshim Yodam. When it comes to Nedorim Meshvuas, it depends on what the person's kavana was. And around 30 blot in the middle of Nedorim, you have Mishnayos and Gemaras are telling you, if you say this language, if you say that expression, if you say this loshen, what's included, what's not included. And then the Me'iri writes Keseda on every daf, on every omid, and that's the Mesicht in the middle of Nedorim, that's both a mokum and both a zman. At that time, in the days of the Tanon. The Hebrew language as we use it today in Eretz Yisrael is much different from the way it was in the days of the Tanakh. So the dinim are not going to be the same. The dinim at Sein Shulchan Aruch, Yeridea, are not going to apply this manazeh. Because the usage of the Hebrew language is totally different. And in each language you have to discuss. In English, in Yiddish, what's included, what's not included. It's on the side of the Yeridea, they discuss certain Yiddish expressions and then each language in each generation, you have to start writing a whole new Shulchan Aruch again. So Binidorim Halocha Chaloshim Yod Binidorim Abaloshan Ashtar. If you write a shtar, so the Tanai, a person is Mekadosh Anisha Ala Tanai. So what did he mean by the Tanai? So Tanai depends on Loshim Yodim. What did he say? What did he mean? Depends on what did he say? What's included and what's not included? Well, when you write a shtar, so what's included, the conditions of the deal, so that you have to interpret based on Lashon HaTanach. You don't interpret it based on Lashon HaTanach, not based on the official biblical Hebrew. But the shayla is, what about brachas and tefillah? When you daven, are you supposed to daven the Lashon Bnei Adam? Are you supposed to, in the vernacular version, the common version of Hebrew? Are you supposed to daven in the official biblical Hebrew? So that's the premise of the Rishonim. We have the Abu Dram and other Svarim like that, where they point out every phrase in the davening, Ashrei and Psukei Dezim and Oz Yoshim and Vayvelt Eves straight from Tanakh. That's not a chiddush. But every phrase from every broch and every tefillah, they'll point out where the source is in Tanakh. Not always in Chumash, sometimes in Nevim, sometimes in Ksuvim. And the premise of the whole Sefer Abu Dram and Ibn Yarchi and the others, the premise is that the Tfilas and the Brachas and the Kiddush and Abdallah is supposed to be recited in a biblical Hebrew. So that's really a little questionable, problematic. The Netziv wrote a commentary on the Shiltis at a very young age. So the Shiltis, I think in Parshas Noach, Shiltis quotes something that provokes the Netziv to discuss this topic. So he says, the whole Sefer Abu Dram is all wrong. The premise is all incorrect. Based on this Gemara Nedarim, that the Gemara Nedarim raises an issue. Why do you say Bari Min Mizanos only on Wheaties and on Cheerios and on oatmeal cereal? Why don't you say Bari Min Mizanos on fruits and vegetables? Because the Mishnah says in Nedarim, if a person takes a netta not to eat mazon, so everything's included except for Mayim Melech. So the Gemara has a whole discussion on the question. So he says, what's the question? The answer is obvious. B'nedorim halochach loshim eriyodim. In a commonly spoken language, the word mazon means anything that gives nutrition. But in biblical Hebrew, the word mezainis only applies to the chameshes minei daga. So why does the Gemara even have to discuss the topic? The answer is it's a dead giveaway, the answer. So he says the Gemara never answers that. But don't you see from that whole discussion in the Gemara Nedarim that the premise is not true? Yeah, but that's, I don't know, that's what the Netziv writes at the age of 17 when he wrote his commentary on the Shulchan. I don't know if he stuck to that opinion later on, because many assume like that. That's what the Taz quotes from the Maharal Prague, and many say like that. There's a Ramo in Hilchas Sukkah. The Ramo says that on Sukkah to say in davening in the Kiddush Yom Chag HaSukkah Sazeh. What is Yashmini Atzeres? So most people, when they say Kiddush, they don't say Yashmini Chag HaTzeres Hazeh. That's what Rashi and Taisa said. That's what it says in the Gemara, that Shmini Atzeres, he changed the Nusach HaTfilah. It doesn't say what you say. So Rashi and Taisa say Yashmini Chag HaTzeres Hazeh. So the Rama says you can't do that. You can't refer to Shmini Atzeres as a Chag, because in biblical Hebrew, Shmini Atzeres isn't a Chag. A chag is only a holiday on which one brings a korban chagiga, and that's only Pesach Shavuot Sukkot. Shmini Atzeres is not korban chagiga. We refer to Purim as Chag Purim, or we refer to Chanukah as Chag HaUrim, the holiday of lights. So that's in common usage. We use the term chag as a chag asmicha. When they had in the Lublini yeshiva, they gave smicha, so they made a big chag asmicha. So no one brought any korban as chagiga. So that's in modern Hebrew, you refer to a chag, a celebration. Osim chagigah. You make a chagigah on Chanukah and on Purim. What kind of chagigah? Chagigah is a korban chagigah in the Beis Hamikdash. Obviously, Loshon Torah Luchot, but Loshon Bnei Adam Luchot is different Loshon. So the Rama says you can't say that. You have to say Yom HaShmini Atzeres Hazeh. You can't say Yom HaShmini Chag HaTzeres Hazeh. It's not accurate. HaShmini Atzeres is not a chag. So the Vilna Gaon has to defend Rashi and Taisus. Rashi and Taisus said Yom HaShmini Chag HaTzeres Hazeh. The Gemara says that he changed the text in the davening. So Rashi and Taisus said, instead of saying Yom Chag HaSukkah Hazeh, you say Yom HaShmini Chag HaTzeres Hazeh. So what did they do with the argument of the Ramah? So the Vilna Gaon says, well, if he didn't bring the Chagiga on the first 7 days of Sukkot, he still have Tashlumin. Shmini Atzeres doesn't mechayv in its own Chagiga, but it's still zman to bring Tashlumin for the first 7 days of Sukkot. And he says, the Vilna Gaon says, why do we say Yom Chaga Sukkot Hazeh in Musaf every day on Chol HaMoed? Every day Chol HaMoed is not mechayv in Chagiga, only the first day is mechayv in Chagiga. The other days are only Tashlumin. So the answer is, if it's Tashlumin, it's also called Chag HaSukkah. So Shmini Atzeres is also Tashlumin. So what's bothering the Ramah? So the Ramah holds, no, that's if you would have said Yom Chag HaSukkah, that would have been good. Shmini Atzeres is a Tashlumin for Sukkahs, they can say. Some Achrenim hold like that, B'di'evit, if it said Yom Chag HaSukkah, that would be good B'di'evit. Shari Tshuva quotes some Achrenim like that. Moshe has such a Tshuva, the B'di'evit, he made a mistake. Because Shmini Atzeres, he can still bring the Chagiga for Chag HaSukkah. So Shmini Atzeres maybe is Legora from the other days of Chol HaMoed. But you don't say, you're not saying Yom Chag HaSukkah, you're saying Yom Hashmini Chag HaAtzeres HaZeh. So the Ramo holds that that's not accurate. Shmini Atzeres is not Mechayv in a Chagiga. You can bring a Chagiga as a Tashlumin for Sukkahs, but not because of Shmini Atzeres. So that's what the Ramo holds. You shouldn't say Chag. So some say like the Ramo, Yom Hashmini Atzeres HaZeh. Others say Yom Hashmini Atzeres HaChag HaZeh. And the word Chag refers to Sukkahs. Atzeres HaChag HaZeh. It's the Atzeres of Sukkahs, which was a Chag. So the Achrenim over there, Yeske Kashe, the Taz, and other Achrenim Yeske Kashe, there's a Mishnah in the Dorim, that if a person takes a neder not to eat potato chips until after the Chag is over, so it says in the Mishnah, until after Shmini Atzeres. So you see that Shmini Atzeres is called a Chag. Ad Lachar HaChag. So it says up until after Shmini Atzeres. So the Taz writes this fantastic answer, and he told it to the Maharal Miprag, and the Maharal Miprag gave him a Yashikoyach, and he's masking with him that the Ramah's premise is that the davening has to be in biblical Hebrew. And the Dorim is Halacha Chalosha Min Yodim. So Chalosha Min Yodim would do refer to Shmini Atzeres as a Chag. And the Ramah says you can't say Yom Hashmini Chag HaAtzeres HaZeh, you can't refer to Shmini Atzeres as a Chag in davening, because davening has to be in biblical Hebrew. That's the side of the Taz, but the Ramah like that the davening has to be, that's the whole premise of the whole Sefer Abu Dram, that the davening has to be in biblical Hebrew. What do you do with the Netziv's Taini? He says against the whole Gemara by the Bar Minim Zayis. It's a good discussion.
But the
right, that's what they quote from the Vilna Gaon, that you see from our Mishnah this premise. It says if you're eating Paris or Elon, then you say Bari Prihoitz. Why didn't say if you're eating Paris or Elon, you say Bari Prihu Elon? Or it says Ali Irakis, I'm a Bari Mina Dishoy. So he asks, let it say Ali Irakis, you say Bari Mina Irakis? Or you say Ala Dishoy, I'm a Bari Mina Dishoy? Why do you switch? If you're eating Irakis, you say Bari Mina Dishoy. So he says, Irakis is Mishnaic Hebrew. Dishoyim is Biblical Hebrew. Nobody uses the word. He used the word Desh. Use the word dasha, yeah, but we don't refer to, yeah. But we refer to yurok as green vegetable. We don't call it dasha, but in biblical Hebrew it's called dasha. So the Vilna Gaon says, you see from our Mishnah like that the brachas have to be recited in biblical Hebrew, Tanakh, Lashana Tanakh. Yeah. So that's in principle, all the Tanoim agree to that comment. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom requires Pirut. B'chol Yom Yom Tein L'Mein B'chol Yisav Shal Yom. And you need B'chol Min V'min Tein L'Mein B'chol Yisav Shalos L'Amin. Everybody agrees that you need Pirut. The Tanoim just argued the details of the Pirut. How detailed do you have to get? So Rabbi Yehuda holds that within vegetables you have to distinguish between green vegetables as opposed to other vegetables. On the green vegetables you say Baruch Min Yishayim, and the other vegetables you say Bar Pri Adam. And the Chachamim say all vegetables are Bar Pri Adam. That's why the Magen Avraham says in Hilchos Pesach, he says that Yerokos, you see from our Mishnah that Yerokos has the connotation of green vegetables. So he says by the Seder it says he's supposed to have Yerokos for Karpas. He says that it means you're supposed to have green vegetables. That if you have, some people use bananas, some people use potatoes. So the Magen Avraham says that's not right. He says the word Yerokos in Mishnaic Hebrew means green vegetables. he thinks that the Mishnah in Psochem used that lashon on purpose, that for karpas he should use yerokas, that l'chatchila the proper thing should be that you should have a green vegetable. So they made a separate bracha on fruits that grow on a tree. You say bar piret, and on fruits and on vegetables you say bar priyadom. How does one determine whether any given, let's say, grows on a bush, is that considered growing on a tree? It has to be a tall tree. So that's a machlekes b'sham and b'sil on the level of the rice. And the next daf, the Gemara says, where do you find the difference? Minatur, this is midirabana, bar piyadom, bar piyoyts. The whole thing is all midirabana. We assume. Where do you find the difference on the level of the rice between fruits and vegetables? Is there a difference? So the Gemara says, yeah, there is a difference regarding orlo. Whenever you plant the tree, it says in Chumash, in Parshas Kedoshim, I think. The first 3 years you're not allowed to eat the pears, that's orlo. So the simple reading of the Chumash says, when a titan call eats maichel, you plant any kind of a tree. So the first 3 years is orlo, you're not allowed to eat it. Then it says the fourth year you're allowed to eat it, but only in Yerushalayim. Or if you don't want to schlep it to Yerushalayim, so you can be paid there, chutz to Yerushalayim, take the money to Yerushalayim and eat the pears chutz to Yerushalayim. So Revai, the pears of the fourth year, that's a machlekes on our daf. Whether the din of Revai only applies to Kerem Revai, mandatani netter Revai, mandatani Kerem Revai. The Gemara alludes to a machlekes. Whatever it says in the Mishnah, to dinim abdemai, should the correct reading in the Mishnah be Kerem Revai, that Revai only applies to grapes, to grapevines, or should the correct reading in the Mishnah be netter Revai, it applies to any and every tree. But the pashtus is that orlo, the first 3 years, that peris arasa bachil, orlo applies, says in the Chumash, kizvaylot and entitim kol eitz macha, to any tree. That's the pashtus. The Bikivegar over here tells you to look in Rashi and Saita with Tzorachi and Godel. See the Rashi, Chatani Kerem Evar. Rebbe Kivegar and Daflam and Heyam and all. That's the Rashi and Saita is what the Balamor refers to over here. The Balamor says, the Rashi and Saita says what I'm saying. Balamor has this wild idea that absolutely it's against the Chumash, but he says that Rashi says that. So what can he do? Rashi says in Saita that according to that opinion, that it's Kerem Revai. Not only the din of Revai only applies to grapes, even the din of Arla only applies to grapes. So what do you do with the pasuk in Chumash? Kizvon Titan Kolaitz Maichel, not to be taken literally. Doesn't mean Kolaitz Maichel. The pashtus, of course, is not like the Rashi, not like the Balamo. The pashtus is like Rebbe Kivegar. The Rashi is a Torchin Gol. That the Arla, the din of Arla, the first 3 years you're not allowed to eat it. Osamachil Osamano applied Kolaitz Maichel. Any tree that has fruits that are edible, and Revai is a machlekes whether the din of the fourth year, the pears on the fourth year, Kodesh Elulim, you have to eat them in Yerushalayim. So that's a machlekes. Is that only Kerem Revai, or does it even apply to Netter Revai? Tosis on the first daf in Kiddushin, the base Tosis has one possibility. It's not the accepted opinion. They have one possibility that everybody agrees that bottom line halacha lemaisa the din is Netter Revai. Any tree, the machlokes only is it menatora, kerem, and tony midirabanan that it's netter revai, or is it menatora that it's netter revai? Tosis has one suggestion like that. The pashtus says that it's not so, that according to the opinion that it's kerem revai, so the din of mamish don't apply, not menatora, not midirabanan. The din of revai simply does not apply to the other trees. So there is a difference between fruits and vegetables. The din of orlo only applies to fruits, does not apply to vegetables. So what would you say about berries that grow in a bush? Is there a din of orlo, or if you hold netter revai, that the din of revai even apply to other fruit-bearing trees, not only to kerem? So would it be a din of revai on berries that grow on a bush? Does it have to be dafka, a tall tree that you can climb up? Even on a bush, if that's a machlekes the shamayim beisilo regarding orlo and revai, it's on the next daf. Machlekes the shamayim beisilo. So it's the same machlekes al chapa nafmin, same machlekes called it Tikkun Rabbanan and came Deraisa Tikkun. The Chachamim patterned the Dinim Derabbanan after the Dinim Deraisa. So on the level of the Raisa, the Halacha distinguishes between fruits and vegetables. The Orla in Revai only applied to fruits, so it doesn't apply to vegetables. So what about Bar Pi Haetz versus Bar Pi Adama? Should you say Bar Pi Adama on berries or not? So we pass on like this Hillel, that whatever grows on bushes is the same as growing on a tree. It's also Bar Pi Haetz. So therefore you should say Bar Pi Haetz on the berries as well. The Magen Avraham quotes Minik Ha'olam. Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham a Minik that on berries that grow within 3 tochim to the ground, you say lovud. So you say it's like growing on the ground. There are different kinds of berry bushes. So some berries, I don't know, blueberries, blackberries. Yeah. And other berries grow closer down to the ground. Strawberries, we'll have to get to them. We'll have to discuss the story with the strawberries. Yeah. Anyway, some have such a meaning that the berries that grow, if you know what berries look like, so those berries that grow within 3 tefachim to the ground, so the Magen Avraham has a meaning that you say Bar Pi Adam. Tashvera minig, why should you have a minig against the din? If the din is that whatever grows on a bush is considered a... There's going to be such a minig that you make on the din of Orla. If it grows within 3 tefachim, lovud doesn't play a role to decide whether something is a fruit or a vegetable. Lovud is a din of mechitzah. It has no shaykhus of fruit. Okay. The question I'm in Hagen. What's the din? Let's say you say Bar Pi Haetz on fruit. Let's say I crushed the fruit and I liquefied it, completely liquefied it. Do you still say Bar Pi Haetz? So the Gemara has a discussion on Lamed Ches Amid Aleph of Trima. What bracha is recited on Trima? Trima Mahu. About 13 lines from the top. What bracha do you cite on trima? So Rashi tells you about what is trima. How do you translate it? So Rashi is about also around 13 lines from the top. 15 lines from the top. Rashi writes, trima mahu. Mama bracha ma'alah. What bracha? Do you say bar peret or not? Shem trima, what does it mean? Koldova hakatush ksas, the eno merusak. It's a little bit crushed, but it's not totally liquefied. So a whole discussion, the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion. Trima, the Hilchasa by the tiny letter Zayin, the Hilchasa, how do we pass the Lahaloche? Tamri ve'abdinu Trima, if you had dates, and you crushed them a little bit, they didn't liquefy them, you still have chunks over there. So mevarcha mi'lavai bari prihoiz. My taima, b'milsayu kaimei kidimei kore. It retains the status of Peri. It retains the shame Peri. So that's what the Ramo quotes the Achrayim. I think the Truma Sadesh and Amidai from Rashi. Rashi says Koldova Kotush Ksaz Veina Merusak, that only on such a, if you have a chunky, there are two kinds of peanut butter. So there's chunky peanut butter and then there's creamy peanut butter. So if it's creamy, mamish, liquefied, so. The Ramah says that it's going to be shakal. Or if you have applesauce, in many cases, we'll have to go into the details. Maybe it's not always so. If you have applesauce where it's totally liquefied, it just pours the whole thing, it's legami merusik, not just katush ktas. It's merusik mikovakol, totally liquefied, no chunks at all, then it doesn't retain a shame free. But if it's only katush ktas vein merusik, then it has a shame free, so then you can say bar pri hoi, so you can say bar pri hadom. That's what the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Ramah writes. In order to recite the Bar Pri Vadama, Bar Pri Hoetz, it has to retain a Shem Pri. So that was the deal. What's the status of Trima? So it came to the conclusion, yes, B'milsayu Kaimi Kidim Ikor, retains the original Shem Pri. And that's why you still say Bar Pri Hoetz. So how do you read the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, on all... except for wine. Shalayin hama bar pri hagofen. If not for the fact that wine is an exception to the rule, He would have said, Beri pi hu eitz, I'm lying. There's no trima. It's totally merusak. It's totally merusak. Made it into totally liquefied. How can you call wine Beri pi hu eitz? But on the other hand, we call it Beri pi agafen. We do call it a pri. Beri pi agafen is the same as Beri pi hu eitz, but it has more pirut. Same thing is also called a pri. So there is a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnayos of Orlo. Machlokes Ablezer Rabbi Yeshua. It's in Trumas and it's in Orlo a few times in Mishnayos. Let's say if a zar, a zar eats truma. So it's chai misa v'day shamayim. So what if the Tsar drinks Truma juice? It's also Chai Misa V'Dei Shamayim. But that's questionable. Because Truma Matatar is only talking Tirish V'Yitzah. It's a bad example. Let's say Orla. So we assume Orla applies to all fruits. Let's assume Al-Pi Pashas, Orla applies to all fruits. So let's say you have Hamashkim Ayotzim and Azeis, Hamashkim Ayotzim from all the other fruits. And a person drinks the mashkin, would he be get malchus? Sounds machlekes of Lezer Bishon. The Lezer says yes. You loike on the mashkin ayotzim mikol aperis. And we pass like Rabbi Shua. You only loike on the mashkin ayotzim in azeisim and in anovim, because the Easter against eating orlo, it says yekol. How does it say? Sholoshanam arelim yolachem. It only the Easter, the lav only applies to pri. If you have the mashkem ayotzim and apri, that's a yotze, that's an isa yotze, that's not the same isa. Let's say if you eat non-kosher meat, you get malchus. If you drink milk that comes from a non-kosher animal, you can drink milk from a pig, you don't get malchus, the Rambam holds. Mashkem ayotzim, an isa that's a yotze from another isa, let's say you eat flesh of an eagle, you get malchus. If you eat an eagle's egg, eagle's egg is not bisar behemah tameh. It's not bisar roif tameh. It's a dova hayotzim in ha'isa. So hayotzim in iser. There's an iser essay, the Rambam says. There's no malchus. So that's a machloikin satanayim ablezer Rebbe Yeshua. So we pass on like Rebbe Yeshua that only mashkma hayotzim in azeisim in anovim retain the shame pri. And if you drink the mashkma hayotzim in azeisim in anovim, you get malchus by the orlo. Mashkma hayotzim, if you squeeze out the juice from the other fruits, you wouldn't get. That would be an Issa Yotze, an Issa Rese, but it wouldn't be an Issa Lav, you wouldn't get Malchus. Rav Lezer disagrees. So, La Halacha, it's okay. The Mishnah is talking about Chutz Min Hayayin. Yayin and Shem and Zayis are the two exceptions to the rule. That Rabbi Yeshua is masking to Rav Lezer, that Yayin is called Pri. We say, Bracha Bari Pri HaGofen. It is called the Pri. It retains the Shem Pri. So the Bracha really should have been Bari Pri HaEitz. But they made an exception to the rule, gave it a fancier bracha meferet, this bar piago. Okay. We better stop then, we got it out of mincha. Okay. Usually on Thursday, we've learned so much Gemara that people want a break and they want to do Parshas HaShavua. So would people be more interested in learning a little more brachas tomorrow or be interested in doing Parshas Kisava? So all those in favor, is a democratic institution. So all those in favor of learning a little more brachas, raise your hand. Okay, so more people want to learn Kisava? Okay, so we'll learn Kisava tomorrow.